Welcome to Caveman Football, a presentation of Branch Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Branch Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them next opportunity you have. Now, let's go to the game with Chuck Benson.
Let's set the scene for you here at North Salem High School in Salem, Oregon. It is a gorgeous afternoon here. Bright sunshine streaming over our backs here, looking over a beautiful Oregon countryside. Big green trees, green fields, and two teams getting ready to vie for football powers in Special District 1 here as we continue our coverage of Caveman football. Caveman on the field, as are the Vikings of I keep wanting to say McNary, but it is tonight. tonight it is the North Salem Vikings. The North Salem Vikings. I don't know why I associate Vikings with McNary. I'm getting no help up here either. At any rate, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great night for football. Temperatures in the high 60s right now as we get ready for this one, and looking for it to stay that way most of the evening. That's the forecast. And we'll continue with more of this scene-setting situation when we come back right after this word.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep, everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back to the scene-setting situation here. We are high above, right on the 50-yard line. Great point of view for our broadcast team. Zach Morgan is along here with us, and we'll be bringing you the game here momentarily as it gets underway. We're about 27 minutes from the opening kickoff. Once again, we're coming to you live from Salem, Oregon, North Salem High School, where they've already got the lights on, making sure everything works in preparation for a 7 o'clock kickoff. So stay tuned, that's the scene. Stay tuned for word from head coach Brad Page after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Oil Year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Time now for a word with head coach Brad Page, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And, coach, let's just look back for a minute or two on the last Friday night, 49-9 victory. How did that feel?
It felt great. You know, it was good for our team to get some confidence, and we've been on the other side of those lopsided scores, and so it's good to be on the right side this time.
All right. You came obviously aggressive, figuring that you could really take it to that team that night. That was pretty obvious. Are you happy with the way things went in terms of execution?
Yeah, I thought that, you know, we played into tempo, which is what we wanted to do. I thought our our kids did a really good job of avoiding negative plays. If we could clean up a couple fumbles we had in the second half, I mean, that's really the only major thing that, you know, offensively. And so, and I thought defensively we played a lot better than the week before. And special teams, you know, there's some things we were looking at. And so it was a good, you know, four quarters of us to get a good, you know, sample of, you know, where our team really is.
All that being said, and you mentioned the second half, with that big lead, is it tough to maintain that focus that this team has been so famous for, and that's in a second half with that big lead?
Yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, there's a lot of factors. It's homecoming, you know, we're up, we want to make sure we, you know, finish strong. We have a running clock. We also want to get kids playing time who maybe might not get some playing time the rest of the year. And so there's a lot that goes into it. It's not very enjoyable, the second half. You know, it's just a lot of, you know, managing the team and less about football at that point.
All right. That being said, with some players getting some extra snaps that they probably wouldn't get, anybody earning the extra playing time?
You know, that's a good question. I'd have to see. I mean, there's some guys that move up. I think that one guy that comes to mind is Parker Howe, who's obviously played quarterback for us. He got our defensive player of the week, which is says a lot about how much of an athlete he is. And so he's going to be, you know, playing significant time at linebacker for us today. And so that was the biggest one that I saw for sure.
Like, all that being said, you're looking at a team that is probably fairly similar in terms of strength that we've been able to find out when you take on the North Salem Vikings. We'll talk about them when we come back right after this word from Kelly's Automotive Services.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Oil Year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
All right, the Vikings of North Valley High School, 0-2, have scored 12 points so far in this season, 6 points in each game, lost to South Medford 28-6. Are we looking at another 49-9 score? How are you going to attack this team?
No, I would never take you know, any team lightly, and going in, you know, our conference is way too talented to ever, you know, think that we have anything made. I do think that North Salem, compared to the past couple of years, they are a little bit younger and a little bit lighter as far as their depth goes, but they have some really good athletes that we've seen on film, and they always seem to have some really good defensive backs. They have, you know, good skill positions, and they have some size too. And so we have to go in, and we're traveling now, so we have an added, you know, factor that we can't come off the bus asleep. You know, we need to be ready to play. And so I don't know, it's hard. I don't know, because with the South Medford game they had a lightning delay, and I don't know that it's the best sample size. You know, playing South Salem for their second game is not an easy opponent. And so we got to go and take care of business. I think that we should take care of business, and we have a, you know, favorable matchup, but they have some dudes, and if we give them any life, it could hurt us.
First of all, with your team looking at the same scores that I was looking at, is your main goal right now to keep them focused and not looking past this team?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have to just take it one week at a time. That's all we can do, is control what's in front of us, and that's how we win this conference. That's how we get into the playoffs. That's how, you know, we achieve our goals. And so one week at a time, and like I said, they're even with McNary, they still have athletes, they still have dudes. And, you know, we have done in the past where we allow other teams who don't have life to get some life, and we don't want to wake that sleeping dog. We got to go and take care of business. We got to come out and smack them early and take the momentum away. And so, yeah, we're focused on playing our game. We want to come out fast. We want to play with tempo. We want to attack them. We feel like we have a really good game plan, but we have to play a sound four quarters.
I have heard that they have good speed, almost great speed. Is that accurate, and how are you going to contend with that?
100%. You know, we've seen them have some of the best running backs in the state the past 2 years, and they just seem to have athletes every year. And so there's some guys, you know, on defense, they have number one, their corner is really good, and they have some good athletes offensively that we have to, you know, try to contain. And so you know, we're just focused on playing our game. You know, we don't have to do anything too crazy. We have a specific game plan we're trying to do and attack certain guys, but, you know, we're still playing our game, and that's all we can do.
What kind of offense do you expect from them?
You know, they've changed it up a little bit from the past couple of years. They've spread it out more and kind of, I guess, modernized their offense a little bit. So they'll have some similar things that we do and spreading out the defense. And so I think that's going to work to their advantage because they're going to get, you know, opportunities to get the ball in their best players' hands in space. That just means we have to be good at tackling, good at doing our job. And so I think they'll spread us out a little bit.
What do you expect from them in terms of a run-to-pass ratio?
That's a good question. I think they're pretty balanced. In the past, they've been pretty run-heavy. But I think they're a little bit more balanced now, and I think they'll try to spread the field horizontally and vertically.
Against McNary, they were pretty much contained. Their quarterback in particular was contained. But when he broke containment, that's when he was that's when he was most dangerous. And he was able to break containment several times, particularly in the second half. Is that something you worked on, and is that a concern going into North Salem?
Yeah, it's something we've been working on all the time because we had some similar issues with North Medford, and they had a good quarterback, and he was doing a good job of scrambling and just getting some big plays, some broken plays. And so, yeah, absolutely. You know, if our defensive line is getting home, we've been practicing, you know, scramble drills and pursuit drills, and you know, and just our linebacker crew is kind of young, and so we're trying to get them up to speed. And I think Coach Stein has done a good job with working with what he has, and that has definitely been a point of emphasis.
All right, you mentioned the youth in your team, and thanks for sharing your two deep roster with us. I appreciate that, and that's basically 44 positions, and I was counting that at least a quarter of them are sophomores.
Yeah, our sophomore class is very talented, and it's not just that. They are a good group of kids. They are just focused on playing ball, and I've been really impressed with them. We have a big senior class, too. Our junior class is a little smaller, but we have some really good athletes in there. But, yeah, we have some guys who were playing freshman football last year that are playing a significant role and, quite frankly, are some of our most explosive players.
All right, let's move one step forward because it's always a line of scrimmage that controls a football game. How do you feel about your lines offensively and defensively compared to the North Salem team?
So the one big, I guess, missing thing is Wyatt Peterson, who's, you know, plays starting defensive end and rotates in tight end for us. He's been banged up. You know, I don't think it's anything serious, but he's been going and seeing some specialists, making sure everything's good and taking the proper precautions. So we'll be missing him. We're excited to see if we can get him back next week. So that'll hurt, but we've rotated some guys in. I feel great about our defensive line. We have some good athletes. Our offensive line is a little bit banged up, but I think we have some really good dudes there. And so if they just, you know, continue to buy into what we're doing, and I think that we can, you know, move the line of scrimmage pretty well.
First long road trip of the season here, a significant drive, at least 3 or 4 hours in a bus all the way to Salem. Have you done anything different to prepare your guys for this?
Yeah, this week we have thrown a lot at them. We call it sudden change, where every practice we have sudden change periods, which means they don't get to ease into practice. They know once we warm up, like, it could be we're going full go, we're going team, we're going compete, whatever it is. And so we're trying to keep them on their toes, and I think that's helped us start fast this year, which has been one of our biggest weaknesses in the past. But we have the ultimate test, like you said, going on a big drive. So, you know, we've kind of tried to figure out some formulas that work. We're going to try to get as close to Salem as we can and then stop and have our pregame meal and do a walkthrough. And then after that, it's kind of just, okay, let's focus in on game time. And so that'll kind of help mirror the school schedule a little bit. And then you know, we do some mindfulness and other stuff before, as far as pregame, to kind of get them ramped up for the game, and then we try to just start fast. So it's a lot of stuff that goes into just getting them ready to play and not come out slow. And so that this will be a big test, but I think we have a good plan.
All right, well, Coach, best of luck to you and your squad tonight and your coaches. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll have more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, windows, decking. Riddell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply, a longtime sponsor of Caveman Sports. Starting defense tonight for the Grants Pass Caveman at nose guard, number 74, Elijah Henderson. Defensive ends, number 1, Tim Hart. Number 18, Connor Johnstone. Defensive tackle, number 50, Braden Carlson. The corners, number 17, Hayden Chase, and number 12, Zach DeShane. Linebackers, number 54, Jet Stewart, and number 27, Ashton Park. The nickelback, number 2, Braden Reese. And the safeties, number 4, Kingston Conley, and number 3, Nate Bassett. We'll run down the offensive starters for you right after this from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Starting offense for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight, starting at center, number 55 is Alex Lingo. The guards, number 77, Leo Hunkert, and number 74, Elijah Hernandez. The tackles, number 50, Braden Carlson, and number 78, Ashton King. The tight end, Connor Johnstone. Receivers, number 1, Tim Hart. Number 25, Brevik Hill, and number 6, Isaac Johnson, the running back. Number 21, Trayton Powers, and the quarterback. Starting quarterback, a sophomore again, is number 16, Jordan Rosetta. That's the lineup for courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Time now for the keys to tonight's game, brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And some of the keys to tonight's game involve knowing your opponent. And quite frankly, Zach Morgan, there are lots of question marks about this opponent that we don't know. First of all, if we go back to that South Medford game, South Medford won 28-6. That was at a half because they had so much lightning here, they had to cancel that game early. Other than that, there are lots of question marks about their lineup. They had to cancel a JV game last night, probably due to a shortage of personnel either on the JV side or on the varsity side. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the great unknown in high school football is, you know, the high school kids themselves, obviously. And so, you know, when you take that into consideration, thinking of the JV game last night being canceled, not knowing what that means at the varsity level, like you said, you know, I think the great equalizer for me, just thinking about the game itself, is the travel. I think the travel is the unknown right now for the Cayman. You know, we haven't traveled aside from to North Medford. Obviously, we're only in week 3, but you haven't traveled anywhere yet. You haven't had the distraction of traveling yet. You know, we got a little banged up on the defensive line, especially with Wyatt Peterson, which is a huge loss for the Cayman. Hopefully, it's not long-term, but, I mean, knees are very, you know, not very forgiving, and so hopefully it's not bad. So that one hurts the Cayman tonight. You know, and then I think, you know, we talk about the line of scrimmage, but I think Coach Page hit nail on the head for the Grants Pass team itself is that how can they start? If they start fast on the road, especially on a long road trip like this, when you do start fast, it kind of punches the home team in the mouth and allows them to not get settled in as well. Because when you let home team settle in, we saw it at home last week for ourselves against McNary, you let us settle in, it becomes a problem. And so we can't let North Salem settle in. They got to start fast. And truly, it's somewhat of a faceless opponent, as painful as that is to say. You don't know anything about it, so instead of having to worry about, you know, certain people doing certain things, the kids just need to play football, do their assignments, and kind of simplify the game of football as much as they can and just rely on what they've been working on the last 3 weeks.
Comes back to fundamentals.
Absolutely.
Always does. And we'll have more after this word from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. And still talking about the keys to tonight's game, and that really comes back to execution. And if the Cavemen want to get off early, that means offensive execution. That goes back to the hands of our own sophomore, Jordan Rosetta.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's going to be kind of the story of the year for us offensively, is you have two sophomore quarterbacks. And as good as your sophomore quarterbacks are, they're still sophomore quarterbacks. And no matter how much experience you've given them, like Rosetta, for instance, has a whole year under his belt essentially as the starting quarterback, but he's still, you know, maybe 16 years old. And that is a difficult feat, you know, especially as we get deeper into this game system here. You know, the teams only get tougher. So the defenses you see are only going to get better. They hide stuff better. So you may think you see a cover four, and all of a sudden it's a cover two or it's man. And so, you know, getting away from this, the instant read as a sophomore quarterback, last week he looked really good. But McNary, on the flip side, didn't show anything special. They just kind of lined up in a cover two, cover four, every once in a while a man, and what you saw is exactly what you got. So that's kind of the great unknown for us on offense. And then defensively, you know, going back to the North Medford game, we've got to be able to stop the run. Typically, this team has been run heavy in the past. Obviously, we watched them warm up. Looks like they're going to spread the ball out a little bit more. But, I mean, if I was a team playing us and I watched North Medford film, I'm going to run the ball up the middle of the field and make Grants Pass prove that we're going to stop you. And so I think those are kind of the keys. You know, obviously the line of scrimmage is always a key. But, you know, I think it's going to come down to each guy having their own assignment and doing it correctly and staying in their gaps.
Let's put one more in there. As far as we know, their starting quarterback is also a sophomore. So youth is going to reign tonight. That's number six, Tavita Lata, I believe is how it's pronounced. He's 6 foot, 190-pounder. Once again, a sophomore. We saw him throw a little bit out there. Nice arm. We're going to pause for the national anthem, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep. Everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
They have posted the colors at the center of the field here at North Salem High School. I'm assuming this is their ROTC unit. And the national anthem. Well, Quebec, they'll post the colors again, and we'll move on with our commentary here coming to you from North Salem High School. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. We'll be back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Looking for a local, trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. The cavemen just coming out of the locker room now. They've not had the coin toss yet. The Salem Vikings have stayed on the field. Other action going on around the conference tonight, and we'll have a better feel for how this conference is going to shake out after tonight, because North Medford is hosting the Sheldon Irish tonight. That's a big game. South Medford is on the road. They're at South Salem, also a big game. And Sprague, which has really shown its muscle so far this year, has McNary and should dominate there. But we'll keep an eye on those scores for you. Another conference foe in a non-conference contest tonight is West Salem. They're playing McMinnville. And, of course, out in the Merlin area, Hidden Valley Mustangs taking on the North Valley Knights at North Valley. Good luck, Valley Schools. Right. Did I go right down the middle of that one, I think? Rogue River's out at Culver. Illinois Valley is out at Colton. And Glendale is playing at Yoncalla. That's the local action. Always support your local athletics. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon, as the teams are meeting in the center of the field as we speak. Yeah. Chilly night. I'm not sure it hit 70 here today.
No, it's pretty chilly. It's not cold, but definitely not the summer weather we're used to lately.
This is football weather. This is cool enough to play.
Caveman,
and to keep the fans.
Looks like the Cavemen won the toss, and I think they elected to receive the football.
And the Cavemen will be going right to left across your radio dial.
Yeah, won the toss and receiving.
And we'll take it. So the Cavemen offense will take the field first. So, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Get close to your radios.
I think that decision right there by Coach Page kind of shows you his mentality with this group this year, is that he wants to start fast, he wants to be aggressive, he wants to be fast. And so, you know, usually aggressive coaches that have that mentality always take the football first, you know, common knowledge or...
You want to score first.
Yeah, the math shows you to defer to the second half, you know, but I think Coach Page, that's twice in 3 weeks that he's taken the ball after winning the kick. So just kind of shows the mentality that the Cavemen offense for sure has, you know, thus far in the season.
Tonight's first quarter going to be brought to you by Moser Paving. You can call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Jay Moser, we appreciate your support over the years. Moser Paving has been with us, I believe, since the outset of coverage of Grants Pass football here on KAJO back in 1988. They're teeing up the football right on the middle of the 40-yard line on the X. Back to receive. Looks like Powers for Grants Pass and...
Powers and Isaac Johnson,
Isaac Johnson,
I believe.
Yeah. Both teams are poised. There's the whistle marking the ball for play. They address the football, and it is high. End over end kick will come down about the 9-yard line. The Powers moves up the right-hand hash mark, moves to the outside, gets a block or two, turns across the 30 to the 40-yard line. Pushed out of bounds on about the 45, I believe. We'll see what the official says it actually goes. Maybe the 48.
Yeah, great return by Powers. A great job by the whole kickoff return unit there. every guy that was on the kickoff return unit was blocked up and manned up on somebody, and Powers was able to break through the hole and kind of just ran out of real estate and ducked out of bounds.
They did move the ball back to the 41-yard line. First down and 10 from the 41. Trip receivers to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. That's the narrow side of the field. In the pistol right now. They're going to bring Connor Johnstone back into the tight end and leave two receivers to the left-hand side. Now they'll move Johnstone right back out. Tailback is Powers. And we're set. First snap of the football game. Wants to throw, then moves off to the right-hand side. Slides down quickly. I'm not sure what came about, but suddenly.
So they're going to run a quick screen out to the Trip side, and the corner jumped the route. So it's actually a good job by Rosetta to pull the ball down. Now they're going wildcat formation with Powers in the backfield by himself.
About 1 yard gained, a little less than that. High snap from center, and Rosetta picks the ball up, controls it, but is snowed back on about the 32-yard line is where we'll go back.
Yeah, the snap was high. Powers had to go up and jump to catch it, and he couldn't quite grasp the football coming down with it, and then he basically, as he picked it up off the ground, gets hit really hard by the left defensive end.
So from the actually 33-yard line again, Trips the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Rosetta's the quarterback, and we've got about third and 18, and there's the snap. Rosetta wants to throw, gets it away, and it is deflected, incomplete. And fourth down for the Cavemen to start the football game.
Yeah, not the start that Coach Page wanted them to go off of. And right there you can see Rosetta lock on to Connor Johnson, and they almost get picked by the middle linebacker. Middle linebacker flew out instead of staying in the middle of the field, and Rosetta was too locked in and not making a read.
Punt coming up from the Grants Pass Cavemen from the 20-yard line. High spiraling kick will come down. Fair catch, I think, was signaled for, but the ball rolls free untouched and will be down by the Cavemen back at the 25-yard line, actually the 24-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vikings. They'll have the first offensive opportunity, and we'll have our first opportunity to get a look at their offense.
Yeah, not your typical tempo offense the Cavemen have been showing the last couple weeks, and it looked a little sluggish out of the Cavemen to start. You know, that could be because of the long road trip, could be because of a lot of things, but just not the typical fast start we're used to seeing from the Cavemen. Number 10's the quarterback.
Number 10 is the quarterback, and that is Hunter Choi. Ball comes to the right-hand side. He is gets across the where are we going to mark him? The line of scrimmage was the 24-and-a-half-yard line.
Good job by the Cavemen defense. Connor Johnson, the left defensive end, did a good job of staying outside, contain, and as the running back came, he tried to break down and go back and then was met by middle linebacker Ashton Park and the rest of the Cavemen defense.
Number 10, Brandon. We'll get up the name here in a Brambulia. Brambulia trips the left-hand side. Brambulia throws to the right-hand side, and it's complete out across the 30-yard line to the 31-yard line. Said that'll be a gain of 7.
And this isn't the typical North Salem offensive sets that we're used to seeing the last couple years. They're very much in the same type of offense formations that we see from the Cavemen week to week. You know, spread formations, one running back, one quarterback, you know, much more spread, where last couple years we've seen under center, two-back, three-back sets just run right at you. And so it looks like they're going to throw the ball quite a bit on the Cavemen tonight.
Two men split to left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Slot on the right-hand side, single-back set. Along with, now they put a man in motion going right to left to the narrow side of the field. High snap from center. The handoff through the right-hand tackle. Break three across the 40-yard line. Still running. Spins and gets across the 50-yard line. Down to about the 40-yard line. An incredible run from the 31-yard line.
And that's the inside running game that I had previously talked about prior to the game. That inside trap play that obviously North Salem has watched the North Medford film, because that's the same North Medford trap play that we saw.
That was the hole, and they exploited it. Split right, slot right. Two men split the left-hand side. They'll come in motion, looking left to right. Low snap from center. Ambilia picks it up, throws down the left-hand side, and it is complete inside the 5-yard line. No, he dropped the ball.
No, he caught it.
He did catch the ball. So touchdown early. from the 39-yard line, 39-yard pass play.
Yeah, he's being guarded by Hayden Chase, and Chase just never got his head turned. And the wide receiver did a good job of making an adjustment, coming back to the football, catching it, and was able to score easily.
Try for point after coming. The kicker is number 34. That's Antonio Alvarez, and the kick is up, and it's good. 8:49 to play. The Cavemen trail here in the first period on the first offensive possession by the Vikings. It's 7-0. We'll be back with the kickoff in 1 minute.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Return comes from about the 12-yard line out to about the 29-yard line. First down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cavemen in their own territory. A little shell-shocked after certainly not a stellar first offensive series, three and out.
No, I think the Cavemen, they need to settle down. They need to go back to what's been working the last couple weeks, not this, you know, single-back stuff that we showed the first thing. We need to go back to tempo, and they'll be just fine.
Split left. Two-man split to the right-hand side. Out of the gun this time. Rosetta puts a man in motion, coming right to left. Powers remains the tailback. Turns a give to Powers. Right-hand side puts his head down. Drives across the 35. Still pushing across the 35 out to about the 37-yard line. Just on extra effort, carrying lots of people with him.
Yeah, just like that. Good first down run from there from Powers. Good 7-8-yard run. Kind of switch the sides of the field here on him. Short second down, and now we're right back with tempo.
Here we go. Split left, two-man split to the right-hand side. Came in up on the line of scrimmage. And not a bad snap from center. Just hit Rosetta in the hands, and he dropped it. So yeah. A loss on the play deck to about the 31-yard line.
Yeah, the snap was a little fast and was definitely low to the left. And so Rosetta, you know, wasn't quite ready for the speed, I don't think. It wasn't a terrible snap as far as height goes, but definitely low left, which backs the Cayman back up again.
So it's third and about 7 instead of third and about 2. Trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left. Slot on the right-hand side now as Rosetta's all alone in the backfield. Wants to throw the football. Two-step drop. Passes away quickly. And it's complete across the 35-yard line to about the 37. So we've just about made up what we lost in that last play.
Yeah, it's going to bring up fourth down. It looks like Coach Page is going to go for it. He's not even hesitating.
Fourth down and about 2, still in your own territory. 2 minutes split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side, and the Cavemen move offsides. The left tackle stood up, and everybody in the stadium saw it.
Yes, they were going to use that frame call they normally use to try to get defenses jump offsides, and one of the linemen, it looks like, didn't get the memo and false start himself to bring it back, and it'll be interesting to see here if Coach Page goes forward or if he punts it.
Well, 4th and 8 now is a little bit different than 4th and 2. Deep in your own territory. Clock is wound and it's moving, and the Cavemen,
are going for it
here. Again, trips come to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Powers the tailback out of the pistol for Rosetta. There's a snap. Two-step drop. Wants to throw. Looks down the field. He's forced out of the pocket. Moves to the right-hand side. Gets the pass away left-hand side. And it's complete across midfield. First down yardage to, I believe that's Johnstone. Big guy, the tight end, gets down to about the 37-yard line.
Yeah, they came in right back with quick tempo here.
There's a snap. Gives to Powers right-hand side. He's got some running room. Gets across the fence. across the 20, down to about the 13-yard line.
Yeah, good cut there by Powers. Just got defensive end right in his face. He cuts right through the middle with nobody there. And now the Cayman right back on the football again.
Moving the chains. 2 minutes split to the left hand side. There's the snap. And the give against to Powers. Little jug step. Gets out to the 10-yard line. He's got some room. Fights his way to about the 6-yard line. And another first down. That'll be a gain of about 13.
Yeah, the Cayman now are still going tempo, but now they rotate their smaller package in, which probably more like a hawk package, which would be all their speedsters, and put the right back on the football.
All right, trips left-hand side, single receiver to the right. Rosetta in the pistol. There's the snap. And the give again to Powers. Touchdown from Grant's pass.
That's Berg.
Is that Berg?
Yeah, that was Berg. That's a good drive by the Cayman. Like we talked about, the tempo. They instantly went tempo, and North Salem had zero answer for the tempo that Cayman were presenting.
So it's a 7-6 football game, and we show the swinging gate to get the point after here. See if they shift out of it. And they are going to shift out of it now into a more conventional try for point after. There's the snap, and the kick is up. Appears to be good, and it is good. We are tied at 7, 6-13. Left to play here in the first period. We'll be back with the kickoff after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Getting ready for the kickoff here at North Salem High School, all tied up at 7 apiece here in the first period. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO Grants Pass, and the kick is up high, end-over-end kick will come down about the 16-yard line. Taken there, man comes to the right-hand side, heads up the field, gets a block or two to the 40-yard line before he's pulled down. Pulling him down, number 47 for Grants Pass was...
42,
Clayton Markey.
And you got a holding on North Salem on the return. So it's going to march it way back. Let's see, about to the 15, it looks like, possibly. I want to go back while they're marking the ball, go back real quick to the fourth down play. For one, it's a very gutsy call by Coach Page to call a fourth down and 8 from your own 31 or 32-yard line.
Incredible, yeah.
And on the flip side, we could talk about it because of the tempo. Rosetta had to step up in the pocket, roll out to the right-hand side, put his foot in the ground, and throw all the way back to Johnston on the far hash on the left-hand side of the field. So it wasn't a given first down. When he threw it, I kind of held my breath for a second going, who's he throwing it to? Yeah. So gutsy play. It worked out for the Cavemen, but definitely gutsy in the first quarter.
Split left. Two men split to the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side. There's a snap, and they give inside big hole right up the center. Man comes across the 20-yard line out to about the 22, 23-yard line. Line of scrimmage was the 17.
Yeah, that's
so
just
gain
another,
of about 7.
Just another inside run, inside trap, inside gap, whatever you want to call it. The Cayman linebackers are going to have to fill in their gaps. Otherwise, it's going to be a long night for that defense.
Three receivers to the wide side this time, one to the right-hand side. There's a snap from Umbrella. Pass to the flat left-hand side. Incomplete. Looking for a man in the flat.
Yeah, they're running just basically a screen play. Well, I think number two, Braden Reese, did a good job of stepping up through a blocker and getting his hands on the run, on the receiver. Right, he almost could have picked the ball off if he was looking for the ball, but he went for the hit instead, which is fine. And it brings up now a short third and three, third and three and a half, something like that.
Third and three. About a 7-yard gain on the last one. 5:32 on the clock. Tied at 7 here in North Salem. 2 men split to the left-hand side, 2 to the right-hand side. Mad Cousin motion right to left. There's a snap and the give inside, but the cavemen have penetrated and pull him down about the 22-yard line. So it'll be a loss of a couple.
Yeah, great job there by Connor Johnston. They run to his side. He gets off of the right tackle's block, and he was sitting there waiting for the running back as he was getting the ball handed off to him. Then he did a good job of, because number one for North Salem is very quick, and he is their star athlete for sure. And Johnston did a good job getting hands on, wrapping up, and getting him to the ground instantly instead of trying to swing him around.
So fourth down, they'll punt it away. Good snap from center. And punt is high. Fielded on about the 43-yard line. Man cuts to the right-hand side. Still on his feet. Gets the block ahead. Looks to the go to the right-hand side. Gets out to about the 40-yard line of the Vikings. So good field position to start this possession for the Grants Pass Cavemen. First down and 10 on the Vikings 40-yard line. 4:43 on the clock. We are tied at 7.
Yeah, good job of DeShane there, the punt returner for the Cavemen, of coming up and catching the football. Then he made one man miss, and then that allowed him to get the extra 10 to 12 yards that, you know, now puts Cavemen in positive territory.
2 men split to the left, 1 to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol again for Rosetta. There's the snap, and a whistle stops the action right after the handoff to Powers. So the play won't count.
Going to get a false start on the Cavemen. I think it was on 25 Brevik Hill. I think out of his slot position, he went off of cadence, not off of the ball. And that's one thing the wide receivers have to do. They have to watch the ball. Doesn't matter what the quarterback says until the ball snapped by the center.
So it's now first and 15 as the ball comes right back to the 45-yard line of the Vikings. Again, 2 men to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field. And they give again to the tailback Powers. Has some room to the right-hand side. Was hit once and bowled ahead anyway. Made a couple of yards out of what it could have been a busted play.
Yeah, Powers did a good job there of making the first man miss. But there's a couple defensive linemen in the backfield when he's getting the football. And so the Cayman offensive line is going to have to hold those blocks a little bit longer.
Trips to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side, again in the pistol. Rosetta takes a snap, gives the ball inside, and again, Powers dives ahead, makes a yard or two, but that's going to bring up third and long, about 12.
Yeah, right now the line of scrimmage is definitely being won by North Salem. The defensive linemen are in the backfield. Almost every play that Powers has gotten the football, he's just been able to get, you know, one or two steps and then make a cut and get past that first line. And so the offensive line is definitely going to have to figure out what they're doing, whether it's twisting or whatever they're doing on the defensive line side.
Third and 12, trips in a triangle to the left-hand side, ending tight on the right. That's the narrow side of the field. And the shotgun this time. Powers comes in motion to the left-hand side. Rosetta, deep drop, has some time. Going deep, he's got, he had a man there, but he overthrew him by about 4 or 5 yards. Incomplete. Fourth down for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
It looked like a little bit of miscommunication because it was intended for Isaac Johnson, who was running a deep post route, but Johnson kind of flattened it out to kind of get away from the safety, and Rosetta, I think, thought he was going more to the post and didn't quite get there and overthrew him.
Well, after that last brave call, this time the Cavemen are going to punt it away, even though they have possession of it in Viking territory. Good snap from center. And the punt comes up, a line drive punt, bounces on the 30-yard line, takes a Grants Pass roll down inside the 10-yard line, and will be down on about the 7. So the Vikings will take over first down and 10 from their own 7-yard line. 3:16 on the clock here in the first period. We are tied at 7, and you're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon.
Yeah, I think that's a good decision by Coach Page, kind of flip the field on him a little bit, make them a little bit uncomfortable. It's a great punt by Parker Roberts to pin them with inside the 10-yard line. And so now the Cayman defense can, you know, hopefully pin their ears back a little bit and maybe put a little pressure on them. And then if you can flip the field, it kind of allows, you know, Coach Page to open up the playbook a little bit more.
I was going to see if we can't get a little pressure on the quarterback this time. In the shotgun this time, there's the snap. wants to throw. Looks to the left-hand side. Passes in the air deep, and it is almost intercepted. Almost got a hand on it. Number 12 for the Grants Pass Caveman was Zach DeShane.
Yeah, good job there by DeShane. He was in basically man coverage, isolated by himself down here. Did a good job of, once he heard ball, turning his head and getting his hand on the ball. And then, you know, number four, Kingston Connolly from the safety position, almost got here as well, because for whatever reason, his receiver inside ran basically the same route to the same spot, you know, which actually helped the K-Man defense there.
So second down and 10, still from the 7-yard line in the shotgun. There's a snap. Gives the tailback, comes off that right hole there. Heads upstream and gets across the 15-yard line out to about the 16.
Yeah, the caveman had contact there at the line of scrimmage, or maybe, you know, a yard or two into the defensive side of the football. But he broke one tackle, and then, you know, once you break one, there's wide open field. And so the cavemen are going to have to wrap up. Number one, Ja'Kai Phillips, he's very, very quick, and he's very, very elusive.
I have four carries, 45 yards already. Two men to the left-hand side. Man comes in motion, slot right, and they give again to the tailback going to the right-hand side. First down yardage, gets across the 20-yard line out to about the 22, 23-yard line. So a gain of about four going around the left end.
Yeah, and the K-men, when he does choose to get outside, the K-men have to maintain outside containment, because without that outside containment, they got to make sure that they can turn him back into the middle of the field. And there, he got outside the tackle. And once he got outside the tackle, luckily he decided to try to do a jump cut. Otherwise, if he keeps going, I think the K-men might be having a problem.
First down and 10. Ball at the 22-yard line. Two men split to the left-hand side, one to the right. Slot right. And the give again inside, going off left tackle this time. Man hurdles mad, gets out to about the 39-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 19.
Yeah, again, it's just that inside run play. The inside run play right now is just killing the cavemen. Not sure if it's from a linebacker position or if it's from a defensive lineman position, but there's just too many big holes.
And we have a man down on the field. It's one of the Vikings. We'll pause in our coverage. We'll be right back after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
One of their linemen is up and walking off under his own power. Coming to the sidelines, that was number 76, Jacob Paga, and he's about 270 pounds, just left the field. So, big young man. Offense comes right back on the field. First down and 10, ball spotted at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, right now the Caymans just need to find an answer. Aside from the long throwing play, they pretty much have the passing game under control. They need to find an answer for that inside run game right now.
Grants Pass snap, four-man front. There's the snap and the give to the tailback going to the left-hand side. Looks for a hole and finds a couple of yards there. He'll get to about to the 23-yard line.
Yeah, and that was much better job by the caveman. That was more of a stretch play, the left-hand side, the short side of the field. The caveman did a good job of just stringing it to the sidelines until he ran out of room and had to make a cut back inside where the rest of the caveman defense was. Now on the inside fits, the caveman linebackers definitely need to step up and fill those gaps rather than, I think they're kind of getting washed by whatever they're seeing on the front line.
Split right. Two men split to the left-hand side. Slot right. Out of the shotgun again for their young sophomore quarterback. Gives the ball right-hand side to the tailback. Cuts upfield. Gets across the 50-yard line down to about the 48-yard line. First down yardage and a gain of about seven.
I think at some point here you're going to see the K-men at some point, once they get a little more comfortable with maybe a tendency here or there, I think you're going to have to bring pressure if you're the K-men. And without pressure, I'm not sure you're going to be able to stop that running game unless you can bring pressure and kind of stop some of these linemen from getting so much downfield force.
Trips to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. No slot this time. Two-step drop of the young quarterback. Passes away. Incomplete. Man went up, went through his hands. It was a little high.
Yeah, ball was thrown a little bit high. Should have been probably caught. But even so, the K-men were there in coverage. They just found the one soft spot in the zone defense itself. You know, I kind of think back to, you know, kind of what we talked about pregame with Wyatt Peterson not being here. I think that's a big name that we're going to miss on this defensive line especially.
Split right, trips to left-hand side. Rambila, the quarterback. Phillips to his left shoulder. They give to Phillips. Phillips tries right tackle and finds nothing. Maybe fell ahead for a yard.
Good job by number 61, Johnny Robertson. He's basically playing the nose tackle position for the K-men right now. He's lined up either in either A gap on either side of the center, and that time he got between the guard and the center to the right hand side of the football, where that's where they were running the football, and he did a great job of coming through the number one's legs and making the tackle by himself.
Second down and nine. Make that third down and nine, and that's the end of the first quarter. At the end of the first quarter, it is 7-7. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this 1 minute K-man timeout.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep. Everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back. It is third down and nine for the Vikings. Now going right to left across your radio dial. Trips to left-hand side as we start the second period. Brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement. Quick snap to the center. Wants to throw. Gets the pass away left-hand side. And it is broken up. Therefore, Grant's pass. Number four is Kingston Connolly to break that one up. That'll bring up fourth down for the Vikings.
Great job by Kingston Connolly. It looked like the K-men were kind of in a cover four, I believe it looked like. And Kingston Connolly from the free safety position, they're running a corner route, and he had to jump it. And as he jumped it, he just got his hand on the football last second to knock it out to create a punting situation here for North Salem. Just great defensive effort there by Kingston.
Fourth and nine from their own 40, from the Grants Pass 47-yard line. Punt will come up from about the 43. It does quickly, high, and a lot of hang time, but not very deep. It bounces. It takes a Grants pass, bounce it on the 25, and then bounce back to about the 28 where it was downed by the Vikings. Grants pass takes over first down and 10 from their own 28-yard line.
It'll be at the 25. That's where it hit. It hit a North Salem defender at the 25 and then bounced off of him back to the 28. No, I think the K-men here, they need to go right back to that tempo. And, you know, right now the line of scrimmage is being won by North Salem, and that's what we saw the last series of the K-men offense was struggling taking care of the line of scrimmage. The K-men offensive line really needs to own this line of scrimmage on this series.
Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Rosetta in the pistol. I believe that's Powers still at the tailback position. There's the snap, and they give to Powers right straight ahead. Spins at the line of scrimmage. Gets ahead 2-3 yards. He'll get out to about the 32. And yeah, that's where they'll spot it at the 33. So about 3-yard, 4-yard game.
Yeah, the line had a much better push on that one than the last series. Came in right back on the football.
Left-hand side, Powers with a run. First down yardage down the left-hand sideline. Gets close to midfield, across to about the 49-yard line. Where will we mark it?
Got a holding call against the K-men.
That one's coming back. Lights are on. It is dark in Salem, ladies and gentlemen. Zach Morgan along with Chuck Benson here bringing you Caveman Football tonight. We are tied at 7 at the end of the first period of play. 11:17 left here in the second period. Ball goes back to about the 28-yard line.
Yeah, the holding call didn't hurt the Cavemen too bad on this one. You know, it's going to create a second down and 12 or 11. Whatever, it looks like 11 and a half almost. But Powers did a good job exploding once he got the ball from Rosetta on that stretch play. Just the holding brought it back.
Two-man split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. Again in the pistol for Rosetta. Man comes in motion going left to right. There's the snap. The give inside. Finds a hole. Scoots across the 30-yard line again. Not a lot, but a little. Picked up 3 to 4 yards. It'll go out to about the 31-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 3.
Yeah, and the Cayman tempo right back onto the football.
There's the snap. Rosetta wants to throw, looks down the field, going to the right-hand side, and it is complete to the 43-yard line. Man push out of bounds is that number one, Tim Hart, gets the catch to about the 47-yard line. First down for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
Yeah, it was a great play-action fake to Powers. Got everybody washed into the right-hand side, which allowed Hart to be wide open over here on the left-hand side.
2 minutes split the left-hand side, one to the right. There's the snap, and they give to Powers going to the right-hand side, puts his head down, finds a little hole, scoots across the 50 down to about the 47-yard line. He'll pick up about 5.
Came and rotate their bigger package out for their smaller package.
2 minutes split right, two to the left-hand side. The snap and a give to Powers. Moves up the right-hand side, breaks free to the 40-yard line to the 30. Tripped up and falls right at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, that was Berg. Weston Berg comes in with a little bit fresh legs and explodes through the line of scrimmage. Now the Cavemen are going trips and right back on the football.
Right back, here we go. Get close to your radio. There's the snap. Turn, gives the tailback this time off right tackle. Puts his head down, spins, drives ahead. I think that's Powers back in, isn't it?
No, that was still Berg.
Still Berg?
Yep, but now here comes Powers with the big package again. They've got like a heavy set and then a hawk set or a lighter set, and they're kind of keeping both sets fresh, which I like coming from Coach Page.
Split right, 2 men split to the left-hand side. There's a snap. Rosetta keeps it and throwing over the center, looking for the touchdown for Connor Johnstone, incomplete.
Man, he had him too. So basically it was what we used to call a wide dump where the tight end releases. He pretends to block, shoves the guy down towards the line of scrimmage, then releases free towards the safety or the middle of the field, whichever one he's got to do. And he had him wide open. He just overthrew him.
Trips to left-hand side in a triangle. Man goes in motion to the left-hand side. That's Powers out to the left-hand side. Four receivers out. Looking to the left, throwing to the left, and it's complete right-hand side. Man puts his head down, gets about to the 10-yard line. It'll be good for first down yardage for Grants Pass. A gain of about 15.
Yeah, good concept there. Whole bunch of hook curls in the flats. Just find the hole in the zone.
Caveman going tempo, and timeout has been called, I believe.
North Salem had to call a timeout.
9:10 on the clock. It's tied at 7. Grants Pass driving in the red zone. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99, most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in, the special is full year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Right back to action. Caveman on the field, ready to snap the football. Rosetta in the pistol. And I think they've called, I think a
Looks hard like an offsides.
Offsides on the Vikings. Yep.
And what the Vikings are doing, they're trying to offset this caveman running game, and they're going to a five-man front on the defensive line now all of a sudden, which will cause them to have to either go man or a cover three behind it just because of numbers. And so we'll see what they – looks like they're – yeah, they're having to go man behind it.
So that'll move them up to the six-yard line now. First in goal from the six for the Grants Pass Cavemen. High snap to give to Powers. Powers hit at the line of scrimmage and goes nowhere. No gain.
Yeah, and that's that five-man front. I think that's going to cause the Cavemen to have to kind of change the game plan here. But they are going man-on-man everywhere else, and they're kind of going just a safety free. And so with the safety free, that's fine in the middle of the field as long as Rosetta can pick out which matchup he likes the most and go with that wherever the safety doesn't go.
2 minutes split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. From the six-yard line, man goes in motion left to right. There's the snap. Rosetta looks in the end zone, wants to throw right over the center. Touchdown, Grant's pass. Was that Johnstone?
Johnston, yep.
Johnstone gets the pass. And the touchdown.
Yeah, and it's a great play design because what they did is they saw the man to motion. So Coach Page motioned a guy across the line of scrimmage to make sure he knew what he had. The guy went with him. He knew he had man. He ran crossing routes across the middle of the field, and Johnston's guy couldn't keep up with him because he's a middle linebacker, and it was an easy touchdown pass for Rosetta.
Tried for point after. And the kick is up, and it appears to be good. It is good. It is 14-7. Grants Pass has the lead here for the first time tonight as we're into the second period. 8:30 to go. We'll be back with the kickoff after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. The ball is teed up right on the X for Grants Pass on the 40-yard line right in the middle. Two receivers back, both standing on the 10-yard line for the Vikings, now down for the first time tonight by a score of 7 points. And a lead end-over-end kickoff comes down into the end zone. It'll be a touchback.
Yeah, and doing the kickoff solely now is number 45, Alejandro Leon. We finally got a name for him this week, and
his, showed up on the roster and everything.
His kickoffs are impressive, especially he's only a sophomore. So get him for a couple more years of the kickoff duty. It's good to have.
So they bring the ball out to the 20-yard line for the Vikings to get underway.
So the Cayman offense has settled in pretty well, especially with the tempo. I don't think North Carolina will be able to keep up with the tempo we talked about. Now we got to see if the Cayman defense can settle in long-term with this running game.
Can slow down this running game that the Vikings have unleashed tonight. They've got two men split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. Rambigla, the quarterback, and he gives to Phillips again, moves off right tackle, and is pulled down from behind just as he crosses the 20-yard line. He'll get about two this time.
Seeing what the Cayman defense are starting to do, that was Parker Howe with the tackle. Parker Howe came on a blitz up the A-gap, and so the Cayman are going to offset the running game and make them try to beat them outside where there's more opportunity for more cavemen to come, because once it gets past second level up the middle, the cavemen have really been struggling stopping that.
Trips to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. That's the narrow side of the field. Out of the shotgun this time for Rambila. Two-step drop, wants to throw, passes. Let's see.
Incomplete.
Incomplete, I thought. There it is.
He had a guy open in the middle of the zone there. It wouldn't have been a first down, but he had him open, but he threw it low, and the guy, the receiver couldn't go down and catch the football.
I have him unofficially 2 of 7 throwing the football tonight, so it's been the running game that kept them up. And I have them about 62 yards on the ground here. 7:54 left to play. Clock is stopped here in the second period on the incomplete pass. Four receivers out, two to each side. There's the snap. And again, deep drop, heavy pressure. Center screen set up, and they complete the pass out for first down yardage out across the 30 to the 31-yard line.
They had him. They had him on the. They had him on a blitz, and then behind the. And that's the one, the one evil about a good running game is then you have to blitz to offset the running game, and then you drop a screen right behind it. And the Cayman had him, stopped for a fourth down stop, but didn't wrap up, crossed the first down.
7:38 on the clock. It's running now. First down and 10 for the Vikings on their own 31-yard line. Two receivers left, two to the right-hand side. Cayman adjust their defense. And we've got probably
should be a false start.
False start on the Vikings. So each team's had a couple of those tonight.
Yeah, and you look at numbers. You know, we look down below us here on the North Salem sidelines. You look at their numbers compared to our numbers. It's significantly more Cayman on our sidelines. And so I think with the tempo on offense, you know a lot of these kids on North Salem are playing both ways. And so I think we're going to see, you know, the tiredness, you know, get worse and worse for North Salem, which causes
second
those
half,
little penalties.
Second half could be significant. Two-man split to the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side. Motion left to right. And they give to Phillips coming off left-hand side, off the left tackle. Has a hole, but gets across to about the 31-yard line. That'll get him back to just past the, well, right at the original line of scrimmage. He'll pick up five.
Yeah, it was a good job by the Cayman. They've had, on the last two plays, they've had guys in position to make a play. It's the wrapping up and making the tackle that the Cayman aren't finishing right now. And so if they'll start finishing, this North Salem offense will be in trouble, but the Cayman got to finish. I mean, I know it's the name of the game in football, but right now that's two plays in a row, two missed tackles. Obviously, that one doesn't cause a first down, but it's one step closer to a first down.
A break to a huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage. Two men split the left-hand side and two to the right-hand side. They have indeed spread everything out tonight. Man comes in motion out of the backfield. Man wants to throw, forced out of the backfield on the run. Caught from behind and dropped on the 32-yard line. For Grant's pass, that was number 54, Jet Stewart.
Yeah, Jet Stewart did a great job there coming from his linebacker position, staying outside where the quarterback had to step up in the pocket. It was a good job by the Cayman linebackers. They were coming on a blitz. They motioned the running back out of the backfield into the flat, and the linebackers actually pulled out of the blitz to go into coverage. So it was a good job to Cayman there.
Two men split to each direction. Out of the shotgun for Rambila. Rambila, two-step drop, wants to throw, gets the pass away left-hand side. It is complete out to about the 46-yard line.
And that was right in front of Kingston Connolly again. He did a good job. He almost got there in time like he did the last third down, but he was just a hair late, and the wide receiver was able to pull it in before he could get his hand on the football.
4 of 9 throwing the football, about 72 yards for Brambila tonight. 5:13 on the clock. It's running. First down and 10. Ball's on the 48-yard line of the Vikings. They're on the move. Trips to the right-hand side. One man to the left-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field now. Out of the shotgun for Rambila. Gives the ball inside quickly to Phillips. Has room off the right-hand side. Tries to turn the corner and is thrown back as he crosses the 50-yard line to about the 40. They're going to mark him at the 48 forward progress. Make that the 47.
Yeah, and the Cayman were there again, but didn't break down. The linebackers didn't come up and break down. They kind of over-pursued too much, which allowed him to make a one-foot jab cut back into the middle of the field and then get an extra couple yards.
4:32 on the clock. Trips to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Still in the shotgun for these Vikings out of North Salem High School. There's a snap. Two-step drop. Pass the flat, right-hand side. It's complete. Man breaks out in front of everybody. He's out in front of everyone. I don't think anyone's going to catch him. And with that, it is now a 14-13 football game. From the 47-yard line, a 33-yard touchdown pass.
The Cayman had guys there, and I think it was Braden Reese went to swat the ball, and he missed the ball. It went through his arm and right to the receiver. Receiver makes a catch and scores. I mean, the defense was there. There's not much more the Cayman could do aside from knocking the football down there. It was great coverage.
Try for point after. There's the snap, and the kick is up, and it is good. We are tied at 14, 4:15 to play here in the first half. We'll be back with their kickoff after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
4:15 left to play here in the first half, and there's been a lot of action so far. 28 points on the board so far, 14 for each team.
I think overall it's been a fairly clean game on both sides. There's just certain parts of the game and on both sides of the football. If they clean it up, I don't think this game's even close.
And the kick comes down left-hand side, bounces about on the 12-yard line, is picked up back on the 8, and going to the right-hand side, left-hand side, tries to cut up field, gets across the 20-yard line, is clotheslined, and lands on about the 23, 24-yard line. So Grants Pass will take over first down and 10 from its own 24-yard line, I believe. That's where the football is.
Yeah, it was a good job by Johnson. The kind of corner kicked him down here, and it didn't really look like it was going to go out of bounds. He had to try to stop it and then pick it up and then run with the football, and then he ran all the way back across the other side of the field, and so he did a good job to get it even out past the 20.
They moved it back to the 23, first down and 10 for GP. Two-man split to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Rosetta takes a snap. Play action fake to Powers, pulls the down himself and pulls ahead to about the 24-yard line, picked up a yard.
Yeah, looking for a quick, looked like a hot route almost to Johnston. It was played pretty well by the North Salem defense, so Rosetta had no choice but to pull it down.
Again, two to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left, turns, gives the ball quickly to Powers, coming around the right turn, turns the corner, gets quickly upfield across the 40-yard line, and a flag flies, dropped back on about the 35-yard line.
Going to be a holding again based off where the flag was thrown by the back line judge.
That's the call against Grants Pass. 3:37 on the clock. We are tied at 14.
It was another good run by Powers. He's doing a good job of lengthening the field, east and west. And then once he realizes he's out of space, he has a very good job of putting his foot in the ground and getting up the field, especially for a sophomore. You typically see sophomores not wanting to put their foot in the ground and go run to contact. And Powers, from game one this year, he has showed no signs of not wanting to go hit somebody. And so that's allowed him to get those extra yards every time.
His acceleration is incredible.
Yes. And that one-foot cut he does when he puts his foot in the ground and cuts back up the field is very impressive.
Two-man split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Grants Pass now second down and 9 from the 24-yard line. And a flag flies before they can get the snap off. Someone lined up wrong.
It's like a false start on the cavemen.
Third game in the season, these types of penalties should be listening.
Yeah, I mean, some penalties like that are just, they're mental. It's a lack of focus at times.
Two men split the left-hand side again, one to the right. Pick it out in 15, 14. Give it again to Powers, left-hand side. Hits the left tackle. Gets across the 20-yard line out to about the 21, 22-yard line.
Yeah, these are the downs that the Cavemen want to avoid. I mean, all football teams want to avoid them, but the Cavemen really want to because it puts them in a pass-heavy down. And their bread and butter is when Rosetta can fake a run, play action, drop a pass behind it, and give themselves options on those third and shorts, third and mids, not third and longs.
We have a man down here. Once again, it's one of the Vikings, and I don't think this is going to take very long. He should be off the field momentarily, just down on one knee right now. And they're tending to him. They're just standing around talking to him. Now he gets up and will come off. Just making sure he comes to the right direction.
Almost looks like a little bit of a stinger. He's kind of waving his right arm in the air, trying to get it to almost like wake up.
as often, we'll get right back to action here. 2:55 left to play in the half. We're tied at 14.
I would imagine to see some sort of, you know, it looks like North Salem's going to go back to a four-man front, so I would imagine to see some sort of crossing routes, try to confuse the North Salem secondary.
Four receivers to the left-hand side in a triangle and a single receiver further out. Everybody else on the front line except Rosetta, who wants to throw, gets a pass away, and it is incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Was that Hart?
Yeah. And that's exactly what they did. They ran three guys deep on streak routes trying to separate the field, and Hart kind of waited for a second, and then he just kind of nonchalantly started jogging down the middle, or down the left-hand side of the field, and he was wide open.
2:43, clock has stopped on the incomplete pass. That's going to bring up fourth down for the Cavemen at 11. Going to punt it away. Good snap from center. A try for the block. Punt gets away and comes down about the 45-yard line. Rolls back into Viking territory where the Cavemen will down it about on the 35-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vikes on their own 35. Once again, about a dead even half so far, and we've got 2.5 minutes left to go in this one. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Back home in Mel Ingram Field next Friday night, folks. Another Salem team, the Saxons of South Salem.
And this is a big defensive series for the Cavemen because by them taking the ball to start the half, Saxons or the Vikings will get the ball to start the second half.
There's a snap, fly sweep coming here left-hand side, turns a corner at the 40-yard line, heads upfield, pushed out of bounds on about the 49-yard line. About the 49-and-a-half-yard line. So a 14-yard gain that time.
Yeah, the Cavemen just got outflanked there. They lost containment on this side of the field, and once they got outside the containment, there was nobody else left until the pursuit came down the field.
Four receivers out for the Vikings right now. Phillips remains the tailback. They fake two. They give it to Phillips. Left-hand side, a little crossbuck in the backfield. Gets across midfield down to about the 40-yard line. It'll be very close to first down yardage. He'll be a yard shy, so a gain of 9.
Yeah, and the Cavemen defense, especially the linemen, are getting pushed back. You know, and I hear Coach Zine of the defensive coordinator yelling at them, you can't get pushed back, and that's exactly what's happening. They're losing 2 or 3 yards at the snap.
Four receivers out, two stacked on the narrow side, two wide outs on the right-hand side. Again, they give to Phillips, and Phillips bulls across the 40-yard line down to about the 38. He'll pick up two more. I have that as 97 yards on the ground for these Vikings. Inside of 2 minutes left to play in the first half.
Yeah, the Cavemen got to find a way to keep them out of the end zone here, and if nothing else, get 14-14 at half.
Three receivers to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left-hand side, out of the shotgun. Belvada wants to throw, looks down the field, forced out of the pocket, rolls to the right-hand side, gets the pass away to the right-hand side, and it's incomplete down to about the 23-yard line. Man, Dofort couldn't pull it in.
Yeah, they had a guy as he rolled out. It was tough for the Cavemen secondary to stay with all the guys that were roaming back towards the football, and he had a guy open. He made a good throw. The guy just dropped it as he was going. It almost looked like he tripped and fell as he was coming to the ground, and he couldn't pull it in.
Minute 24 left to play. It's clock has stopped right now with an incomplete pass. Rambila looks to the sidelines to get his instructions. Has the play now, sends two men to the right-hand side and two to the left-hand side. Make that three of the right-hand side is the reverse. Out of the shotgun. There's a snap, two-step drop, looks down the field, wants to throw, has time, now pulls it down, and he is pulled down at the 40-yard line. He'll lose 2 yards this time.
Yeah, sacked by Tim Hart. That's kind of the one change-up they've made this week. It looks like they moved Tim Hart down to the defensive end position, you know, so get a little speed from what they're missing from Wyatt Peterson.
Timeout has been called. A look at the scoreboard with 107 to play. It's 14-all. We'll be back with the conclusion of the first half after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Here we go for the Vikings. Two-step drop, passes away, complete on the right-hand side. Man slips and goes down. He'll lose a yard or two on the play. That'll take the ball back to about the 42-yard line of Grant's pass for the Vikings and bring up fourth down.
And the Cavemen, are you going to use another timeout to try to get the ball back and see if they can put some points on the board for half since they don't get the ball at the beginning of the second half?
Again, timeout on the field. A look at the scoreboard. 1 minute exactly. 14-all. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back. The Cavemen have just broken their huddle. Here come the Vikings. Fourth out and 14 for the Vikings. 1 minute left to play. Ball is spotted on the 42-yard line of Grant's Pass. Vikings in possession.
And the Vikings are going for it.
Four receivers out, two to each side. Well, they complete it. Oh, not bad field position if they don't. And caught behind the line of scrimmage and thrown down for a loss. The Cavemen finally broke through and got to the quarterback. They'll mark him down. Well, I had him back at the 45, but I believe they're going to give him the 47.
Yeah, they brought a nickel blitz from Braden Reese, and Braden Reese did a good job of breaking his feet down and making the tackle for the huge sack. That was a gutsy play from North Salem there, rather than punting it and trying to pin the Cavemen deep. And so with a minute, no, just under a minute, with 54 seconds left, the Cavemen have one timeout, which with their tempo is plenty of time, but they definitely have to play with a sense of urgency.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side. 54 seconds on the clock. Four receivers out, two to each side. And the pistol now for Rosetta. Powers is the tailback. There's the snap. Three-step drop. Looks down the field. Has time. Bullet pass over there. Deflected high in the air. Incomplete.
I think you're going to get rough in the passer, though. I think they went through the face of Rosetta. Yeah, you're going to get rough in the passer. It wasn't necessarily a late hit, but the guy went right through his shoulder pad face area, which especially in high school football, you're going to get the flag almost every time.
So that will improve the field position. And the clock is stopped at 48 seconds with the penalty and the incomplete pass. The ball will go down on the Vikings 32-yard line. Cavemen up quickly to the line of scrimmage, splitting one man to the right-hand side. That's Hart. Trips the left-hand side. Powers at the tailback, out of the pistol right now. Quick pass to flat on the left-hand side. Had a little screen set up, but not much there. It'll go down at the 30-yard line, a gain of two.
Yeah, tried to run a quick screen, which is going to waste a lot of time for the Cavemen.
Back up the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. Rolling the right-hand side, looking down the field. Rosetta gets the pass away, and it is incomplete. Thrown a little low. Man had to come back to it, and the clock stops at 24 seconds.
Yeah, they ran a play action to the left-hand side and tried to throw it all the way back to outside the numbers, about, 15 to 17 yards down the field, outside the numbers closest to us. That's a long throw for a high school quarterback to make.
And Rosetta third down left coming up.
Still got
short.
Two throws and 24 seconds to get more points on the board. Four receivers to the left-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field. Ball on the left hash mark. There's the snap. Rosetta looks left-hand side. Everybody's going down the field. Passes high in the air for the end zone. The man is there. It's a catch. Complete touchdown.
That's the Powers.
Powers. Powers catches it in the end zone, and the Cavemen take the lead 20-14 with 17 seconds left to play.
It's the same design play they ran when they ran the one that Tim Hart did not catch on the last series, except for this time the outside backer flew to Tim Hart thinking they were going there, and it left Powers out of his position over there in the quad wide open.
Parker Roberts going to put his toe to it. No, try for two. Rosetta goes to the right-hand side, flips into the end zone. It's complete for two. Grant Fast takes the lead 22-14 with 17 seconds left here in the period.
I think you're going to get an ineligible man downfield, I believe.
That's what the call is. So they've still got the 2 points up on the board. We'll do it all again.
I don't think they were actually going for two. I think it was a low snap, and Braden Reese, rather than trying to get the ball down for the kick, I think he just decided to not risk it, and so he called fire, essentially, and then by that time the linemen were already down the field.
This time we'll try to kick it again. Parker Roberts off his toe from the 15-yard. The kick is up and
no good.
No good. So it is 14-20. Well, it was exciting there for a moment or two. Still 17 seconds left. Let's see if the Vikings can come up with some fireworks of their own as the Cavemen go to the sidelines here. We'll keep it right here this time. Vikings have a huddle about on the 25-yard line now. The Cavemen huddling on the 50-yard line on opposite sides of the field. We're looking across at the caveman bench. 45, 50 people over there on the caveman side, easily. Carrying the home colors. So the Cavemen will kick it off once again. Going to set it up right in the middle of the field, and number 45 will do the kickoff. Alejandro Leon. 17 seconds left, 20-14 the score. All right, get close to your radios. Going to go quick. And the kick high, end over end, comes down about the 7-yard line. They'll come straight up to our right-hand side, straight up the center of the field, across the 25 to the 30, across to the 40-yard line, across the 40, down to about the 43-yard line. So both teams having good returns tonight. So 9 seconds left in the half. See if the Vikings can pull one out of their back pocket. Vikings break the huddle. Two men come to the left-hand side and two to the right-hand side. Rabia, the quarterback. Phillips at his right-hand side. Man comes in motion. They give it to the man coming around the left-hand side. Tries to turn upfield. Gets caught from behind and dropped on the 50-yard line. 3-2-1. And that's the end of the first half, ladies and gentlemen. The Cavemen leading by 6, 20-14. Take a deep breath. We'll be right back after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep. Everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Los Cars and Light Trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Foley here for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us as we come to you live and direct from North Salem High School tonight. We're at the half. Grants Pass leads the Vikings 20-14. Run down the scoring for us in the first half. Zach Morgan, Zach.
Yeah, so North Salem got on the board first with 8:49 left in the first quarter on a 39-yard pass. The PAT was good to make it 7-0. Then the Cavemen answered almost instantly with 6:13 left in the first quarter, a 6-yard run by Weston Berg. PAT good by Parker Roberts to make it 7-7. Then with 8:30 left in the second quarter, there was a 6-yard pass from Rosetta to Connor Johnston. PAT good by Parker Roberts to make it 14-7 Cavemen. Then with 4:15 left in the second quarter, a 47-yard pass, PAT was good to make it 14-14. And then with 17 seconds left in the half, a 30-yard pass from Rosetta to Powers, the PAT was no good to make it 20-14 came in at the half. The real story right now, in my opinion, is the first downs that the North Salem Vikings are winning the first down battle. I have it at 9-6. I think it is a little bit heavier sided than that. You know, the turnovers, there's been no turnovers aside from the one time on downs right before the half right there that North Salem gambled a little bit. Other than that, it's a very even football game. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if the Cavemen can handle, you know, making the adjustments in the run defensive game.
All right. Well, we'll find out when they come back. In the meantime, we'll ask you to pause. We'll have some individual numbers for you when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. The North Salem Marching Band on the field right now, entertaining the home fans here. First of all, individually, I have a couple of numbers here. Most of the running was done by a young man by the name of Phillips, J.K. Phillips. He is a sophomore, 5'10", 170-pounder for the Vikings. Unofficially, I have him for 14 carries and 97 yards. The young quarterback was sacked a couple of times, 3 carries minus 16 yards. 91 total yards generated on the ground. From the air, however, it's a little bit different story. 115 yards on the ground on 5 of 11 throwing for the young quarterback, Julian Brambilla, a junior this year. He has 115 yards generated, 206 yards total offense, for the Vikings. For the Grants Pass Cayman, Mr. Powers has 74 yards on 11 carries. I have Weston Berg with about 23 yards in a touchdown run on about three carries. Jordan Rosetta was sacked a couple of times early in the football game. That's cost about 24 yards total. So from 97 yards, they go back to about 73 yards net gained on the ground for the Grants Pass Cayman. Throwing the football, Grants Pass 7 of 12 throwing the football for about 96 yards. They've generated a total of 169 yards. So in terms of total yards, unofficially here, once again, the Vikings do have the edge, although the Grants Pass team continues to lead on the scoreboard by 6, 20 to 14. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Caveman Football here on KAJO Radio. It's 20 to 14 at the halftime here with the Cavemen leading by 6, but actually trailing in total stats here. You're in the locker room with the Grants Pass Cavemen right now, and you're talking defense. What are you talking?
You've got to find a way to stop the inside trap play. I mean, obviously North Salem did go back and look at the North Medford film because the same trap plays.
It's a replay.
Yeah, with the guard.
Same thing.
The guard's pulling back behind on both sides. They're blocking down, letting him kick out, and the middle linebackers for the Cavemen right now to this point have no answer. And I don't know that I should put the blame all on the middle linebackers because the linemen on the Cayman defensive line are getting pushed back 2 to 3 yards almost every play. I can hear Coach Zina yelling it from the defensive coordinator spot on the sideline, telling his guys to get a push. And so it's not for a lack of not knowing, it's a fact of how do you get the kids to stay in their gaps and not falter when they see a trap play, because the trap is killing them. And so how do you stop it? They stopped it for a little bit with the blitz, right? They brought a couple of different blitz packages. We did see the blitz at the end that was good. But if you're going to blitz, you also have to be ready for the screen game. You have to be ready for the quick pass game. And the Cayman got caught off guard with one screen already. And so some of those things you can fix at halftime. It's just a little bit of gap management. It's not unfixable, and I think the Cayman are in a good spot, especially offensively. I think the Cayman offense is helping the defense with the tempo, because you can definitely tell that some of these North Salem kids are getting tired, and we've only played a half of football.
That was my next question, is how big a factor is that going to be in the second half here? Because the Grants Pass offense, although with its tempo may be tiring them out, has not been as efficient as we would have liked to have seen.
Yeah, it surprised me a little bit to not see the tempo to start, because Coach Page has been harping on, you know, that the tempo is going to be what they come out with. The tempo, 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 you know, really getting going early. And so when they didn't come out with tempo and came out with a couple, you know, cutesy plays to start the game, it was a little bit surprising.
That lost them about 40 yards?
It lost them a lot. It lost them momentum, I think, was the killer. And it took them a little bit to get back. But to the Cavemen's benefit and to pat them on the back, they did a good job of weathering the storm on the road, not getting down too much, and then climbing back, and now, you know, getting a lead. You're kind of right where you needed to be. Obviously, you'd rather it be a 7-point than a 6-point lead, but you have a 1-score lead, which you got the ball first. So that's where, you know, technically the mathematics tells you that's where you should be. And so the Cayman are right where they need to be. They just need to find a way on defense to get off the field on third downs. You know, the North Salem's converted 4 third downs, which doesn't seem like a lot, but when you get first and second down stops, you have a third and four, third and five, you got to find a way to get out the field, and that's where the running game, the inside trap game, has really been killing the Cavemen is on third downs mostly.
The Cavemen have not been able to get to the quarterback. I think one sack is all tonight. Of course, with that running game, you've got to stop that first before you go after the quarterback.
Yeah, you got to stop the running game first, and you got to make them prove to you that they can throw the ball. And right now, I mean, they've got a couple drop passes which have benefited the Cavemen. And so the Cavemen really need to come out in the second half, in my opinion, and really show that they're going to stop the running game. And then once you stop the running game, you just deal with the passing game. You keep guys in front of you. You wrap up. You keep everything in front of you. And I don't think that North Salem, the longevity of the number of kids they have, isn't built for the longevity of a four-quarter football game with the tempo we're seeing on our offense. And so I think if you keep those things intact and the defense settles in here a little bit and takes a deep breath and realizes that we are okay, you know, have that bend but don't break mentality, the Cavemen will be just fine.
With the Vikings getting the football initially, how crucial is that first defensive series for Grants Pass?
I think it's huge. I think it's not a game changer by any means, especially with the lead. But if you come out, you get a stop, you get the ball back, and then you march right down and score, especially with some tempo, in my opinion, I think the game could be over. Obviously, there's a lot of game left, but that would make a huge statement to North Salem that, hey, here we go. Not only are we going to stop you, maybe it's the running game and just prove that we're going to stop the running game, but we're going to stop your running game, and then we are going to score as fast as possible. And I think that would be beneficial to the Cavemen, beneficial to the traveling team, because the traveling team, now it's been a long day. You know, it's as long of a day as it is when you're playing a tempo team. You know, the Cavemen left at 12:30. You know, it's now, you know, it's 8:30. And so that's a long day for a kid to stay focused. And so it benefits them by scoring fast, so that way the focus can just be on, the, you know, that tempo.
We'll see what happens, folks. Stay tuned. You're listening to Caveman Football here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. 1270 on the AM band, 99.7 on the FM band, and on the World Wide Web at KAJO.com. We'll be back with more after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Clock is ticking down here on the halftime clock here. It shows about a minute 55, but no teams on the field yet, so it will be a little bit before we get back to action. Do want to remind you that the Ducks have a bye this week, so there'll be no football game on the air tomorrow for the Ducks. However, I understand there's a little football game a little further up the road, Corvallis area, where the Purdue Boilermakers will be facing Oregon State Beavers at Reacher Stadium. 5:30 kickoff, I think, is when that's going to happen.
And I'll even be there.
I was going to say, you're going to wave to us?
Maybe.
Got a big sign saying, it's me?
Yeah.
All right, other games going on around, and we don't have any scores yet.
But I have one for you.
Oh, do we?
I do. I have the Valley score. So at halftime, North Valley is leading Hidden Valley 26-9.
26-9. A little upset in the making if that happens there. Okay. Cavemen are back out on the field right now. We have yet to see the Vikings, although they are beginning to file out right now, at least the coaching staff is, as we see them. So we'll be back to action here momentarily. Some other games going on that we don't have information on yet includes the Sheldon at North Medford game, the South Medford game at South Salem, and, of course, Sprague at McNary. Those are the ones that we'll be watching. As far as that game going on out in the North Valley area, go Knights, go Mustangs. Good luck, gentlemen. And we'll be right back with action after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep, everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
We were able to pick up a couple of those scores. What's the news?
Yeah, so at halftime, Sheldon is beating North Medford at Spiegelberg 33-0. And at halftime, South Salem is beating South Medford up here at South Salem 14-12. So the South Salem up 2, that's a good game. And obviously, we've talked about before, until somebody beats Sheldon, we're going to assume Sheldon's good. And so, I think Sheldon is proving that thus far in the first half against North Medford. So.
Oh, and we don't have anything on that Sprague McNary score. No. Sprague expected to roll on that one. Interesting. All right. Sheldon is as advertised as always. They just continue to reload. South Medford and South Salem, pretty even so far. And we think we're competitive with them. We'll see what happens there. So we'll get a better gauge on what's happening throughout the conference when we finish this night. And, of course, next week we have South Salem at Mel Ingram Field. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. And once again, we'll have that one for you right here on KAJO Radio. Kickoff coming in 1 minute here live from North Salem High School.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Ring-Mix windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Foley here for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. 20-14, the score. Grants Pass leads by 6 and is getting ready to kick the football off to start the third period here, coming to you from North Salem High School here. The Vikings trail by 6, lead statistically on their home field. This first series, both offensively and defensively, may determine the personality of the rest of this contest. Two more quarters here. Conference foes. The Vikings looking for their first win of the season. The Cavemen already 1-1 after a victory over McNary, 49-9, last Friday night at Mel Ingram Field. Cavemen deploy their troops, getting ready to kick it off. See if we can see who. I've got a lean out. Okay, we've got.
Got number one for sure. Phillips. I can't tell what number this guy is.
I'll tell you in just a second.
Six?
Six, I think. And six is a. Tavita Lutta.
Well, it must be number eight then, because I haven't seen Tavita all night.
Yeah, I bet that's Singleton. I bet it's an eight. Some of their numbers are hard to read. The kickoff, there it is. Squib kick rolls to the right-hand side, picked up by an upman at the 28-yard line. He is hit and dropped at the 35. Not dropped, pushed way back to the 30-yard line, but they'll give him the 35. So first down and 10 for the Vikings at their own 35-yard line, and let's see what the Grants Pass defense has cooked up for these tough Vikings tonight. And we're into the third quarter.
Yeah, I think it's super important. You're kind of seeing a little bit of fieriness coming from the Cavemen, but it's super important for the Cavemen defense to truly stay in their jobs, right? Stay in their gap assignments. And if they will do that, and not get fooled by a pulling guard and stuff like that, they'll be just fine. But they have to stay in their gap assignment.
One-man split in each direction. Slots on each side right now for Rumbila. The quarterback turns and gives the ball to Phillips. Phillips cuts to the right-hand side and is caught around the ankles and brought down at the 35-yard line. They're going to give him about a yard on the line surge, a little less than a yard on the line surge. So it's going to be second down and less than 10 is a better way to put
it. Wrapped up by number two, Braden Reese, coming up from his nickel position. He did a good job of just staying wide. Number one tried to kick it back outside to get outside the defense, and he did a good job of staying low and going through his lower half and just wrapping him up.
Got him around the ankles and did not let go. One man split in each direction. Double slot on the right-hand side. There's the snap and the pistol and the give to Phillips coming around the right-hand side. Tries to turn the corner at the 40, does to the 50-yard line, pushed out of bounds on about the 47-yard line of the Grants Pass Caveman. And that's where they'll spot the football.
And again, the Caveman.
17-yard scamper.
Yep, Caveman lose containment to the outside out here. And because of the loss of containment, he was able to get outside. And once he breaks that first level, he's very fast, and it's tough for the Caveman to catch up.
At the line of scrimmage, they come with a fresh set of downs in Caveman territory at the 47-yard line. Split right, split left, double slot, one on each end. There's the snap and the give again to Phillips. Straight up the center of the field, has running room, gets to the 30 to the 35, down, and a flag flies at the very end of the run. Lineman is coming out on the 34-yard line.
Should be a holding call. Braden Reese was trying to sell a holding call on the previous play.
That's what it is. So we're less than a minute into the third period here. And that will bring the ball back from the 34-yard line to the 44-yard line.
And that's the one hard part for the middle linebackers especially, but the linemen too, is the gap assignments, because they go spread, try to stretch you out twice in a row, and then they go right back to that counter trap. And so staying true to your gaps is going to be vital for the Cavemen.
There's a snap. Deep drop this time. Bob Amblia throws deep down the right-hand side. There's a man there, and it is incomplete, and a flag flies. That's got to be pass interference, and I didn't see any. At any rate, it is what it is.
Well, the problem, there may not have been much contact, but number four, Connolly, never looks for the football. And so by not finding the football, in high school football especially, the refs are automatically going to throw the flag. There was a little bit of contact, but if he would look for the football, honestly, if he looks for the football, he may make the interception. Because the ball just kind of floated up in the air, because I think it was Connor Johnson got some pressure up in the face of the quarterback, so he's kind of had to throw it up and see what happens, and got obviously bailed out by a pass interference call.
Now, Brambila does have an arm. That was, a 40-yard throw?
Off his back foot, too. Yeah. It was a good throw.
So the ball spotted right now at the 29-yard line. And they're not reflecting that on the scoreboard anymore. There's a snap, and they give right side to Phillips. Avoids one tackle and sprints to the outside and avoids another one. Second one finally wraps him up. Little to no gain. A lot of running and action for it to happen.
Yeah, Parker Howe had him for a loss of 3 yards. And instead of taking him to the ground, kind of flung him out. And number one did a good job of staying on his feet on the spin and kept going. And luckily the Caveman kept going in pursuit.
So the ball stays at the 29-yard line, second down and 9. One man split to the right-hand side. That double slot comes to the right-hand side. Also, one lone receiver on the narrow side of the field. Get the ball right-hand side, student body right, and the man tripped up to about the 27-yard line. So Phillips gets about 2.
Yeah, another good tackle by Braden Reese. They seem to be picking on his side a lot, which makes sense because on the nickel side, you're going to have everybody rolled up. Usually without a safety over the top, most of the time, he's usually by himself isolated. And so he's doing a good job of maintaining his outside responsibilities and staying true and making him try to turn it in and making good tackles.
Third and seven. Here we go. Double slot on the right-hand side. One receiver on each side. Here come the Cavemen. Pass it down the right-hand side. Well overthrown, incomplete. That's going to bring up fourth down.
Ashton Park from his middle linebacker position brought some pressure, which made Brambilla have to get rid of the ball earlier than he wanted to, which caused the overthrow.
Clock is stopped on the incomplete pass, and it's fourth down, and about seven to go. Ball spotted on the Caveman 27-yard line. You can go for it here and not hurt yourself because you're already pretty deep in your opponent's territory. So let's see what the Vikings pull out of their bag. One man split to the right-hand side. Trips to the left-hand side. Brambilla in the gun. Three-step drop. Here come the Cavemen. Pass over the flat is complete. But man, drop. They'll mark him down about the 26-yard line. And the Cavemen hold.
See, and that's the adjustments that we talked about at halftime. The Cavemen made the adjustment there. Yeah, they brought a little bit of pressure, but they weren't surprised by the screenplay behind the pressure. And Ashton Park did a good job from his middle linebacker spot of staying home, waiting for the ball, and making the wrap-up and allowing the Cavemen to get the ball back.
Well, that was a bend-and-not-break defense by the Grants Pass Cavemen, and that's what coaches like usually. Two-man split to the right-hand side for the Caveman offense right now. One to the left-hand side. Unbalanced line to the right. Rosetta in the pistol. There's the snap. Gives quickly right-hand side. I believe that's Powers. Makes a corner on the right-hand side across the 30 out to about the 35. And runs into some traffic there. First down yardage as he gains about 11.
Yeah, and again, I know I've talked about it quite a bit with Powers, but he does a great job of extending the field. Right, he stretches it out to the right, puts his right foot in the ground, and instantly gets up the field and doesn't allow the defense to make the adjustment. And he just puts his head down, then he runs some people over.
2 minutes split to the left, one to the right-hand side. Rosetta in the gun, barking the signals. Man comes in motion from right to left. So three receivers on the left-hand side. Turning give to Powers, goes off right tackle, bulls ahead and gets a couple of yards out to about the 38, 39-yard line. So about three that time.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Cavemen are going with a little bit of tempo, but it's not the tempo I had quite expected from the Cavemen to start the second half. Especially, I figured they would go a little bit quicker to really try to tire out the Vikings.
Trip to the left-hand side and a triangle. One to the way, left is the left-hand side. One to the right-hand side. There's the snap and the give again to Powers. Straight up the center of the field again. Gets across the 40-yard line down to about the 42. They're going to mark him at the 41.
Now here's the tempo that I was expecting.
All right, so he gets about five, and the Cavemen right back up on the line of scrimmage. Two men to the left, one to the right-hand side. There's the quick snap, and the give again to Howard. Scoots ahead. He'll get about four more yards. He'll be shy of the first down. It'll go out to about the 44-yard line.
Got a defensive lineman down for the Vikings.
That'll disrupt a tempo game,
yep.
Sure. 2014, the score, 7:33 on the clock. It stopped. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Trainer is about to help the young man up, I believe. He's got his helmet on. No, he's just helping him move around a little bit as he remains on the ground. We don't have a number. Once again, it's one of the Vikings. It is not a Grants Pass Caveman on the ground. And the trainer is there tending to him. 7:33 left to play here in the third period. It's still 20-14. The Cavemen driving. It will be, fourth and two?
Fourth and two,
fourth,
yeah.
And two for the Grants Pass Cavemen when we get back to action. Is there any doubt in your mind whether the...
I would imagine Coach Page is going for it at this point. I mean, you didn't get the ball to start the half. He really has nothing to lose because of where they got the ball back after North Salem turned it over on downs. So I would imagine that this is a...
Cavemen are lining up right now, and the man is not quite off the field, but he's limping off slowly. The Cavemen are set and ready to go as soon as the ball is marked for play.
I would imagine we see the frame call first. They try to get him to jump off sides, but I still think Coach Page is going to call a play.
2 minutes split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Again, Rosetta in the pistol. Long snap count, then stands and looks to the right-hand side again. Moves back in. Now he's ready. There's the snap. And the give to Powers.
He
didn't get it. He got back the line of scrimmage, and that's it. So each team has come up with a defensive stop here in the third period. 7:26 to play, and the Vikings have the ball in great field position. Ball will be spotted at the Grants Pass 44-yard line. 7:26 to play. So the Cavemen defense going to be challenged once again, holding on to that six-point lead.
Yeah, I like that call by Coach Page. You got fourth and two. You've been averaging more than 2 yards a run the whole game. And so, you know, and you just got the ball back on the 32-yard line on a turnover on downs. And so you didn't really lose. You actually gained some yards.
All right, Vikings split one man wide to the right, slot right. 2 men split on the left-hand side. One of those comes in motion, and they give it to Phillips up the center off the left tackle. He dives ahead and gets to about the 42-yard line, so he'll pick up two this time.
The Cavemen are doing a much better job on the inside run and just the run game in general, but now's the point in this, especially – you know, you're about halfway through the third quarter. Now is when you got to watch for a play-action pass. This is when a team will take a play-action pass, take a shot deep, and usually it catches the defense off guard.
Split right, slot right, 2 men split to the left-hand side. There's the snap, and they give to Phillips, looking for some running room inside, gets to the 40-yard line and finds nothing but white-shirted Grants Pass Cavemen there. Cavemen in their traveling whites, white helmets, and white uniforms with the blue numerals and trim. So it's third down on about six now for the Vikings. Ball spotted right at the 40-yard line of the Grants Pass Cavemen.
I would imagine for the Vikings, just with the way the game is going in the third quarter thus far, I'd imagine this is four-down territory.
Trips to the right-hand side. One single receiver to the left-hand side. No slot back this time. One running back. Quick pass over the flat right-hand side. Incomplete. Thrown just to the back of a man on a little crossing pattern. 6:11 on the clock.
Yeah, they were basically running just three go routes and just trying to find the zone in our zone that was open. He found it. He just threw it about a yard and a half behind the guy.
So that makes it fourth and six for the Vikings. At the line of scrimmage, ball right on the 40-yard line of Grants Pass. Again, trip to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. There's the snap. Cavemen are coming. Passes the flat on the right.
Intercepted.
Coming back on the left-hand side. Man's out in front. Caught. Dropped at about the 42-yard line of the Vikings. So the Cavemen get the turnover. That should revitalize the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll see what happens as the offense comes back onto the floor.
Yeah, it was intercepted by Kingston Connolly. He's been playing very well from that free safety position. You know, he had the one knockdown early in the game. He had the one he was just laid on. And then he has that one where he completely jumped the route, and it wasn't even close. So great job by him from that free safety spot tonight, really making an impact.
2 men split to the right-hand side for Grants Pass, one to the left-hand side. Out of the pistol again. Now Rosetta calls his tailback up to his right shoulder. There's a snap and gives to the left-hand side. Again, Powers dives ahead across the 40 to about the 39-yard line.
Yeah, the Cavemen have been really run-heavy so far this third quarter. I would imagine that Coach Page is also setting up a play-action pass at some point here.
2 men split to the right, one to the left-hand side, slot left. There's a snap and a flag flies on the Grants Pass side. I'm not sure if somebody jumped too early. Procedure call against Grants Pass initially.
Yeah,
there it is.
And as I say that, the Cavemen were running a play-action pass because you can see the two wide receivers up top not stop, and they were running some sort of play-action pass on that play. So we'll see if Coach Page goes back to it or what he decides to go to here, if he goes back to the running game.
So the ball comes back to the 44-yard line. Second down and about 12 for Grant's Pass. Two-man split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. Again, Rosetta in the pistol. I believe that's Powers. They'll put a man in motion going left to right. There's the snap. Deep drop. Looks to the flat on the right-hand side, then throws down the field, and it was almost intercepted. But it falls incomplete.
They had the right concept. They brought Isaac Johnson across the formation in motion. They ran a fake screen to him, and they ran Brevik Hill up the seam. Rosetta saw it. He saw it too late. By the time he threw it, the safety from the other side of the field was almost able to – he did jump the route, but he was almost able to pick off the football.
5:19 on the clock. Trips to the right-hand side for Grant's Pass. Four receivers to the right-hand side for Grant's Pass. Now one comes back in motion to join that triangle with one to the outside. Empty backfield for Rosetta. Recept drop. Sets. Throws over the center. And this one is incomplete.
And I think a little bit of what we're seeing right now is some of the sophomore quarterback that I was talking about pregame is, you know, as a sophomore, you tend to kind of lock on to who you think you're going to throw to pre-snap read. And sometimes that changes based off of all of a sudden the safety rolls up, the linebacker rolls up in a blitz coverage, the other safety goes across the field, and Rosetta's being a little confused as to what the safeties are doing right now.
Fourth and 11, Grant's Pass going for it again. Four receivers out this time. Going in motion is Powers. Pass to the flat left-hand side. This one's complete. First down yardage out to about the 18-yard line.
Yeah, Connor Johnston there.
So about 22, and again, a man goes down for the Vikings.
Yeah, another good offensive concept there. They just ran four go routes. So they Coach Page basically made the safety decide which way he was going to go to, and Rosetta did a good job on that play, reading the safety going to the far side of the field, and Connor Johnston was wide open once the safety left that side.
So the young man on the ground, I think we may be seeing some cramps is what is happening here. Or we're slowing the game down. Did I say that? No. 2014, the score. It stopped at 5:09. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Caveman come up the line of scrimmage. Two men to the left-hand side. Indian tight on the right. And then trips go to the right-hand side. Suddenly we've got five wideouts in an empty backfield. Rosetta past the flat right-hand side. The screen is set up. Pass is complete. Gets down to about the 15-yard line. Short gain, about 3 yards.
Yeah, it was a quick screen out to, I believe it was Powers out there in the triangle. It was a quick screen to him. And he a good individual effort by him, but nobody really blocked for him in the screen formation.
And that trips that triangle goes to the left-hand side this time. Single receiver to the right. Power stays in the backfield, gets the handoff, dives ahead about to the 10-yard line. He'll pick up another three or four. And it's going to be, what, third down and about four.
Yeah, and Coach Page has the whole playbook here because you know it's four-down territory from this position.
So, again, same formation, trips in a triangle to the wide side of the field, single receiver to the right. Powers is the tailback. Rosetta and Powers both looking at the sidelines as the play is being signaled in. And the tempo now being controlled on the sidelines and taking some time.
I think now at this point you're going to see Coach Page call a timeout. Yep.
And timeout on the field. A look at the scoreboard here with 3:43 left to play in the third. It's 2014. Grants Pass leading by six. We'll be back after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Right back to action. Caveman on the line of scrimmage right now, getting ready to in the red zone, looking for 7 here. Rosetta has time. The pass is complete to about the 7-yard line. Man is dropped there. That's Tim Hart on the reception.
It's going to be close to a first down. No, it's going to be just short. They're going to mark him just short of a first down. 4th and 1.
So 4th down and 1, Caveman up to the line of scrimmage already. One man to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side, and Powers remains the tailback. They give the ball to him. Munch right-hand side across the 5. First down yardage inside the 5. It'll be 1st and goal from the 4 for the Grants Pass Caveman. 3:10 on the clock. It's 20-14.
Got another Viking down. He got back up.
He was just resting. Caveman come up the line of scrimmage, and quickly, the Vikings try to get their right personnel on. Caveman have 2 men split to the right-hand side, 1 to the left-hand side. Ball on about the 3-yard line turned, and they give the ball to Bowers. Scampers into the left-hand side. Touchdown, Grants Pass. 26-14 is the score.
Yeah, good job there by Powers, and the offensive line doing a great job right now. Really sealing this left edge. They went with a stretch play and really got out wide. And once Powers got outside the tackle, there was nobody there to stop him. It looks like the Caveman are going to go for 2 here to try to get it back to a 2-score game.
Unofficially, I have Mr. Powers for 109 yards on the night. 2:48 on the clock. 26-14. And the Caveman come up the line of scrimmage looking for a couple. One man split to the left-hand side. Ball is on the left hash mark. 2 men to the right-hand side. And Rosetta's saying, I'm not sure he's got the right personnel on the field.
He doesn't have a running back.
I was going to say, there's no. He's saying, somebody join me here.
So Berg joins the game.
Berg comes on this time. There's a snap. Throws to the end zone. And it's incomplete.
He had him. He had Brevik Hill coming on a slant across the field, and he threw behind him.
2:48 on the clock. 26-14 is the score. We'll be back with a kickoff after this 1-minute Caveman timeout.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
2:48 left to play in the third period. 26-14. The score is a Caveman kick it off, and this is a squib kick left-hand side picked up at the 40-yard line. Man slides down at the 45. Just tried to control it a little bit. Tried to make something happen to get the football back quickly, and the Vikings recovered. They were ready for it.
I don't think that's what was supposed to happen, because you got a couple coaches putting their hands up in the air, a couple players looking around going, what's going on? So I don't think that was exactly a planned squib kick for the Caveman right
not
there.
Not necessarily what you wanted to
have. I don't think
happen.
That was the goal right there, to give them the ball at the 45-yard line.
Now split one man to the right. Slot right, slot left, split left. Quarterback in the gun. And
false start.
False start, there we go. So they'll move him back another 5 yards. That'll go back to the 40-yard line instead of the 45.
We also have number 10. I see it down below us. The original quarterback is on the bench with his helmet off, hurt. And we got the number 6, who we originally thought was going to be quarterback, Tavid Alada. He is now back in the game. So I'm not sure what's going on with young man number 10 down here, but
could be tired. Same formation. There's the snap for Alada. Pass the flat left-hand side. Incomplete. So yeah. That'll bring up second down and about 15. Again, the Vikings break the huddle, split one man at the right-hand side. Double slot on the right-hand side, single receiver all alone on the left-hand side for Alada. Alada gives it to the tailback, that's Phillips. He scoots ahead, gets a little running room, and gets out across the 45-yard line to about the 46. So it'll be third down and 9.
Yeah, and this is a huge point in the game for the Caymen. You know, with 2 minutes left in the third quarter, get a stop here, you score either at the end of the third or beginning of the fourth, and it really starts to put North Salem out of this football game.
That double slot to the right-hand side, split right, split left. Not a case. Again, gives to Phillips off left tackle. This time a little slant gets him out to about midfield, the 50-yard line. That's going to bring up fourth down and about 5.
And I think the rest of the evening, the way the score, if the score stays the same or similar, I think you're going to see that North Salem will be in four-down territory for the rest of the evening.
So the ball right at midfield, right on the 50-yard line. A minute 40 to play in. Clock is running here in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. One receiver comes to the right-hand side. Slot right, slot left, split left. There's a snap again. A little confusion in the backfield, and going to be a loss on the play of a couple.
Turnover on downs for the Cavemen.
So they'll take over. I think they're going to mark it right at the 49-yard line. Loss of 1.
Yeah, and a good job there by the Cavemen defense. They brought a blitz. I think they brought 2 guys on a blitz. And North Salem looked confused in the backfield, wasn't going anywhere from the beginning, came and did a good job wrapping up, getting the ball back. And like I said, with, you know, a minute 15 left in the third quarter, now the Caymen need to really go score here and kind of put a nail in the coffin on this one.
Caymen huddled. Now they have the right personnel on the field. They break out of the huddle, send 2 men wide to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. Powers comes up to the left shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta gives it to Powers. Keeps it. Pass over the center. It's Johnstone down to about the 20-yard line, down to about the 15, to the 14. And
Johnston
lost the football.
Fumbles.
But comes to the right-hand side and is pulled out about the 30-yard line. So a big turnover after the completed pass.
That was a great job. Play action pass, that wide dump again right in the middle of the field. Johnson goes up and gets it, and then he's trying to get a few extra yards at the end of the play, and the ball ends up coming out. And then North Salem returns the ball back down to the 30, their own 30, but gets another 15 yards out of it, and now they got the ball back.
Ball on the right hash mark at the 30-yard line of the Vikings. Vikings, 2 men to the left-hand side, 2 men to the right-hand side. Latta remains the quarterback. Gives the ball left-hand side. Man tries to turn the corner on the right-hand side. Does. Puts a stiff arm out and is pushed out of bounds after a gain of about 3.
Yeah, good job there. The Caymen defense is in pursuit. Just kind of washing the play all the way to the sidelines. And Hayden Chase from the corner position comes up, makes the hit, and pushes the guy out of bounds.
About a 4-yard gain, actually. It'll be second down and 6. It'll be a long 6. 2 men split to the right-hand side. 2 to the trips to the right-hand side. 1 to the left-hand side. Out of Ren gives the ball again to the tailback. Puts his head down. Gets about 3 more.
And that should take us to the end of the third quarter with how slow they're getting the play in.
Yeah, 9 seconds left and it's running. 3-2. And that's the end of three quarters of play. And the Cavemen will lead it at this point, 26-14. We'll be back with the fourth and final period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep, everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
During the change of possessions or the change of ends for the quarter, the Vikings had some of their linemen laying down, having their calves rubbed to make sure those cramps went away. They're up the line of scrimmage now to start the fourth period. Four receivers out, two to each side. There's a snap and a little cross buck in the backfield. Big hole, man, breaks feet on the left-hand side. Out in front of everybody. One man to beat. Cuts to the right-hand side. He's going to be pulled down. He'll score. And suddenly the Vikings are on the scoreboard again. It's going to be 26-20. And the momentum seems to go to the Vikings right now. And that seemed to happen with that fumble.
Yeah, high school football especially. Yeah. Momentum is huge. And you go from thinking that Grants Pass is going to score, you get the fumble, you get the ball back, and you score on a 62-yard run. You know, and now the Vikings are right back in this football game.
Try for point after. They'll kick it. There's a snap and the kick blocked.
Good job by Zach Deshane to come through and block that PAT.
Zach Deshane's about 5'8", 5'9", a buck 40. He thinks he's 6'2 at 480. 11:48. All right, it is 26-20 right now. That six-point lead still in Grants Pass's hands and about to get the football back on offense. They're going left to right here in the fourth period. I want to tell you, the fourth period brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. If you're hungry right now, give them a call, 541-476-2133. You can be enjoying that baconed bacon and cheese pizza, the big one, for $26.99. You feed the whole crowd at the house.
This is an important breaking point for the Cavemen. This is a dangerous spot to be in when you're on the offensive part of the football, when you're leading by six or seven or a smaller amount, because you don't want to get complacent, right? You want to run the football. You want to run some clock, but you can't just go three and out and give the ball back. So you're going to have to find a happy medium of aggressiveness and running some clock off and score, right? Scoring is obviously the most important.
And there's the kick, high end over end, comes down about the 11-yard line, taken there, man cuts to the right-hand side, stops on the right hash mark, little stutter step, picks up another 12 yards just on extra effort, gets across the 30, out to about the 31-yard line. So the Cavemen take over first and 10 at their own 31, 11:40 to play in the contest, leading by 6, 26-20.
Yeah, very important series for the Cavemen, not only to run some clock off, but you got to put points on the board. You got to get this to a two-possession game somehow.
Trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left for Grant's pass. Rosetta remains the quarterback. I believe that's still Powers at the tailback. He goes in motion to the right-hand side. There's the snap. Rosetta looks down the field. Long hat. He's got a man out there. Overthrew him. Incomplete. Young man's arm is incredible. He can really wing it down there. A little bit too strong this time. Unofficially, I have him about 11 of 18, or 11 of 19.
Yeah, he had Tim Hart open deep, just overthrew him. And then we have a personal foul call, I believe, on one of the linemen for Grant's pass. So it's going to march him back another 15 yards. And those are some of those penalties that are the controllable ones that the Cavemen need to, you know, not have happen, especially in a point of this game right now where points are imperative. You got to get points on the board, and going backwards on first down isn't what you can have happen.
That takes the ball back to the 16-yard line. First and 10, you got to get back to the 41-yard line. So that's how far we got to go. Two receivers split to the right-hand side. And now the lineman steps up and holding things up here.
They're trying to figure out if it's first or second down. They're saying it's still first down.
I think it is first down. Scoreboard says first down, but scoreboard's been wrong about 30% of the time tonight. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side. Indon tight on the left. Rosette out of the pocket. Throws wide to the left end and is almost intercepted. In and out of a receiver's hands. And when I say receiver, it was wearing a red and black uniform.
That's a long throw. It's a play action pass to the left. He kind of boots to the right, you know, a half boot, stops and puts his foot in the ground and throws it. But it's a 35, 40-yard throw by the time it goes in the air, and the corner was able to jump it pretty easily.
Second down and 25. 2 men to the right, 1 man to the left-hand side. There's the snap, and they give to caught and dropped behind the line of scrimmage this time, back about the 11-yard line.
Yeah, I think we had a miscommunication on the line. Somehow the left end for North Salem didn't even get blocked and was able to make the tackle right as Powers was handed the football. We got another North Salem player down. Looks like a cramp on this one.
Lots of those happening right now late in the game. It's been one of those tough ones for them. 11:13 on the clock. It stopped as each team huddles around their respective head coaches. The man is already up and coming to the side. Once again, in the quarter break, they had their guys laying down flat with their calves being rubbed. About three or four of the linemen had that happening.
And this is third and extremely long for the Cavemen, so I would expect to see some sort of either draw or screen play out of the Cavemen, but they're going to empty backfield.
Four receivers to the left-hand side. The triangle and one further out. There's the snap. Rosetta behind the 5-yard line. Throws deep and it is thrown into a crowd and incomplete. Two Grants Pass receivers and three Vikings there. And that's going to bring up a punting situation.
I actually like that call there from Coach Page of spreading it out and then just throwing basically a Hail Mary throw. Because if the ball gets picked at the 50, that's probably a farther, you know, that's better than a punt, honestly. And so I like the, you know, see what happens type of throw.
So the punt will come out of the end zone for the Cavemen. Receiver is standing out on his 42-yard line, or the Cavemen 42-yard line. Line drive kick bounces on and takes a... I think it finally touched one of the Viking defenders.
Yeah, he jumped on it. Not sure why.
He was surrounded by white jerseys. He said, watch this, guys. 10:49 on the clock. It's 26-20. Grants Pass holding on to a 6-point lead. And holding on to the football are the Vikings of North Salem High. First down and 10 from the Grants Pass 37-yard line.
And if I'm Grants Pass, I'm making the new quarterback beat me. He's thrown one pass. It was behind the receiver by 4 or 5 yards. So this is a point where the Cavemen have got to make the quarterback beat him, not the running back.
So Lotta puts a man in motion, fakes the handoff, then the second man gets through and is wrapped up and dropped again on the 36-yard line, a gain of one this time.
He has a good job by the Cavemen defense. You know, kind of basically circling him and then just coming together and wrapping up. I think the initial hit was made by Connor Johnston, but then a couple more came to his rescue.
Second down and 9, ball at the 36-yard line of the Cavemen. Vikings break, sent 2 men to the right-hand side, 2 men to the left-hand side. Sophomore Lotta is the quarterback still. Put a man in motion going left to right. They give it to a fly sweep going around the right-hand side. He's turned back inside and is caught about the 30-yard line. They'll be shy of a first down. It'll be third and relatively short.
Yeah, the Caveman defense was kind of in shambles there, not knowing what to do because you had the safeties were still communicating what coverage they were going to play. And then when the guy went in motion, then it really threw the Caveman defense for a loop. And so it was good that the Caveman held it to even the short gain they did because it could have been much worse.
Third down and short, about three. Ball spotted on the 30-yard line of the Caveman for the Vikings. They break the huddle. Send one man to the left-hand side. That's the wide side of the field. He's out there all alone. Slot on the right-hand side and two receivers on the right-hand side. One of those comes in motion right to left. And they give inside quickly to the tailback, and he rolls ahead. It'll depend on the spot of the football. I think he's short.
It looks like he's short, but the Caveman got lucky there. If he doesn't hit his own lineman that was pulling, there's no Caveman defender there to stop him. And so the Caveman definitely got very lucky on that inside trap play.
So it's fourth and one for the Vikings, deep inside Grants Pass territory at the 28-yard line. Up the line of scrimmage. One man goes to the right-hand side. Slot right, split left. Slot left. There's the snap and the give to the Phillips going to right inside. Gets first down yardage. Gets about to the
You should have a holding call because the Caveman brought a blitz. And there was a couple Cavemen that went down that should not have gone down with how many guys they were bringing on a blitz. Yeah.
And
so should make it back to about 4th and 11 or 4th and 10, something like that, depending on where the flag was actually thrown.
Never did see the flag, but the ball is now coming back to the 38-yard line.
Yeah, 4th and 11.
Well, 4th and 11.
And the Caveman brought a lot of heat. They brought Parker Howe and Ashton Park from the middle backer position, and it looked like the main hold was called on Park or on Ashton Park, but it could have been called on two or three or four guys, in my opinion. It's a big stop here for the Caveman with just over 8 minutes left.
Well, and timeout has been called by the Vikings. They want to talk about this one. 8:20 left to play. 26-20 is the score. Grants Pass by six. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Oil Year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Right back to action. Vikings on the line of scrimmage. Trips the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Got to the quarterback. Two-step drop. Here comes the pressure. Forced out of the pocket. Gets the pass away left-hand side to nobody. Incomplete. And that's a fourth down. The Grants Pass came and take possession of the football.
Yeah, and that's...
I have Lotto 0 for 3 throwing the football.
Yeah, and that's a good job by the Caveman defense again. That's multiple, I think... 3 turnover on downs for the KMND, and all of them on fourth down, they've brought blitzes and gotten pressure on the quarterback. There again, they brought quite a few guys in the blitz, got pressure on the quarterback, got hit while he's throwing the football, which made the ball nowhere close to a receiver.
All right, the Caveman sent 3 men to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol again for Rosetta. There's the snap. And the give left-hand side to Powers. Powers scoots ahead, scoots across the 50-yard line, still on his feet, across to the 40, to the 12, the 41-yard line. Great run, about a 19-yard scamper.
Yeah, and the Cavemen are going tempo right away. really putting the pressure on North Salem right away here in this drive.
Split right. 2 men split to the left-hand side. There's the snap again. And the give to Powers again. He's got a hole right up the middle and gets another two. Still on his feet for about 13 yards. Gets across the 30-yard line down to about the 27.
Yeah, and the Cavemen are wanting to go faster and faster because every play you've got at least one North Salem defender down on a knee hurting.
2 men split left, 1 man split to the right-hand side again to give to Powers. Right-hand side straight up the center again.
That's
across
Berg.
The 20 down. Berg down to about the 18-yard line.
And you got another defensive player down for North Salem.
So a timeout on the field. A look at the scoreboard, 7:34 to play. 26-20, the Cavemen driving deep inside Vikings territory. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. 26-20 the score. We're still tending to the Viking on the field right now. And once again, the trainer is out with them. And once again, she's not doing very much. They're maybe talking about where to have pizza after the game, I suspect. How close is Happy's to here?
It's going to be a morning breakfast for you, if that's what you're looking for.
Back at Mellingham Field next Friday night, folks. South Salem Saxons will be at in Grants Pass. They've got the young man sitting up right now and is being helped to his feet. And once again, I'm fairly certain it's just a cramp. Limping off. Does have a heavily taped right ankle. Cavemen comes out for the line of scrimmage right now. They're going to split 1 man to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side. Ball spotted on the 21-yard line. Second down. And ball, the clock is wound. Begins to run. And the Cavemen readjusting, setting a man in motion. There's the snap. Rosetta wants to throw, looks down the field. Has the pass complete to the right-hand side. And Grants Pass scores from the 21-yard line. Was that Powers?
No, I believe it was Tim Hart.
Hart?
Yeah, Tim Hart. 21-yard pass from Rosetta to Hart. The offensive line did a great job there giving Rosetta time. Rosetta sat in the pocket, still had no pressure on when he threw it, but he allowed that play because it was a pretty long play for both guys to cross the field, and when they crossed, Hart came across, there was nobody with him.
That makes it 32-20. Breathe a little easier now, folks. 7:15 showing on the clock right now.
Yeah, and they're going for two. Try to make this a two-score.
Right. 2 men to the left-hand side. There's the snap. Rosetta looks right. Forced out of the pocket. Gets the pass away to the end zone, and it is. They say the man was out of bounds.
Out of the back of the end zone.
Out of the back of the end zone.
Yep.
So incomplete. It's 32-20. Grants Pass leads, and we'll be back with their kickoff right after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Kickoff coming from the Grants Pass Cavemen. Ball marked for play now. Addresses the football, toe to it, and a rolling kick goes down to inside the 30-yard line. Man falls on it about the 26.
I think that's more along the lines of what the Cavemen are trying to do, is that low line drive. Because number one is back there receiving the kicks. You don't really want to give him the football. You don't want to give him any more football chances than he's already getting on offense. So I think you're wanting to see that low line drive. The last couple have just been more of a squib. You know, you want to get it back in the 30-25 range. And that just like what they did, somebody has to jump on it, and then you're not giving a return.
Bounced off somebody's knee, and then
that
makes it a live ball. Trips to the right-hand side for the Vikes. Ball on the 26-yard line. Single receiver to the left-hand side. Cavemen bring pressure. Pass goes to the left-hand side, and that complete to about the 32-yard line.
Yeah, good coverage by the Cavemen. Parker Howe was there just right outside of his fingertips. So a good throw by their quarterback, number six, Lotta.
That's his first completion, about 6 yards. Third down and four. Now 1 of 4 throwing the football. Up the line of scrimmage, trips to the left-hand side. Single receiver to the right. There's the snap. Pass to the left-hand side, deflected.
Intercepted.
Came down, Grant's pass, has the football. There it is. Grant's pass has the football in great field position, about on the 25-yard line.
I couldn't see which defensive lineman batted it up in the air. But as the ball's up in the air, Tim Hart from his left end position comes over, catches the football, and falls on it. So just scores a touchdown, and then he gets an interception. Great play by the Cavemen defensive line.
Ball marked at the 27-yard line. First down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cavemen, leading 32-20, and could really put the game on, not on ice, but certainly make it a lot more comfortable. Trips to the right-hand side now. Single receiver to the left.
And this is where we should now see the tempo to go away for the Cavemen. Right now we're going to eat some clock. We're going to run the football, especially in plus territory.
And flag before anything happens.
False start. Must have been on one of the offensive linemen.
Yeah, I saw no movement, but one thing I saw move was the flag. So it's first and 15 now, ball at the 32-yard line. Trips at a triangle to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Out of the pistol. There's a snap and the give to Powers off left-hand side. Little stutter step, gets out to about the 20-yard line. Rolls across the 20-yard line. It's good for about a 13-yard scamper.
And I thought the Cavemen were hustling the line. They were hustling to get in a huddle. So they're going to slow themselves down by huddling now instead of the tempo. They're going to huddle, go to the line of scrimmage. Then Rosetta should wait for the back judge to put his hand up, which signifies the 5 seconds left in the play clock. That's when he should snap the football every time now, which is exactly what he's doing. They should take longer in the huddle because now his linemen are just staying in a three-point stance and just stuck.
Man comes in motion right and left. There's a snap. He gives to Powers, cuts to the right-hand side, close to first down yardage.
Great job.
Just shy, I think.
Great job, Powers, there. Yeah, he didn't get a first down, but he slid just inside the sideline to keep the clock running.
And again, we have a cramp for the Vikings. So we'll just hold it right here for a moment. 32-20, Grants Pass by 12, as we tend to the injured man on the field. They're trying to stretch that cramp out right now.
Yeah, with 5:37 left, the one thing Rosetta didn't do there is he didn't wait for the back judge to raise his hand. You know, and granted, it's probably 2 or 3 more seconds, but that 2 or 3 more seconds over 3, 4, 5, 6 plays, it adds up pretty quickly to get closer to the end of the game. And so Rosetta, some of that comes with his youth. You know, last year he didn't really have an opportunity to do this very often. And so, you know, that's learning. But, yeah, you got to wait for the back judge to put his hand up to give you that 5 seconds to then snap the football and get as much clock to run off as possible.
Still trying to stretch that young man's leg out. We'll remind you that it's South Salem at Mel Ingram Field next Friday night. No duck football tomorrow. The Beavers are in action. We won't have that one on the radio, though. Unless
I'll tell you all about it next week.
You're going to call in live? You dog. 32-20. That's the score. Grants Pass, at least here in the closing minute, seems to be in control. We'll have possession of the football when play is resumed.
Looks like he's got a pretty good cramp over there.
Yeah, this
they're still working on him.
Still working on that one. The scoreboard shows third down and two. I'm not sure it's two.
It's like, I would say it's like 1.5.
And they've got him up, and he's limping off. You're listening to Caveman Football. This is KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Heard locally at 99.7, 1270 AM, and on the World Wide Web at KJO.com. Wake up in the morning with Tom Ray and Sam Marsh. Sam covering the news beat. 2 men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Third and two, deep inside Viking territory. At the 19-yard line. Clock's running again. And now Rosetta takes a step forward. There's the snap. And to give right-hand side to Powers. Powers spins, but dives ahead and gets a couple of yards second effort after he was hit behind the line of scrimmage. He'll get up to the 22-yard line.
Yeah, he's going to be just short. And again, Rosetta, I know it's kind of funky with the guy being hurt, but the clock gets wound once the guy gets off the field, and Rosetta was still in a hurry to snap the football. And now they're in a hurry again on the line.
2 men to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Rosetta turns and looks. Clock at the 4:50 mark and running.
I think they're going to hold. It looks like Coach Page is going to call a timeout once they...
There's the timeout taken by head coach Page. A look at the scoreboard here. 4:41 showing there. The Cavemen lead it by 12, 32-20. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Cavemen come up the line of scrimmage now. 4:41 left to play in this contest. The Cavemen leading by 12. 1 man split to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side.
Going under center.
We're under Rosetta up under center this time. And he sneaks it straight ahead. Gets about 3 or 4. He had a big hole there. He dove through. He could have walked through that one.
Yeah,
ball
really
goes
good,
down to the 14-yard line.
Really good job by the Cavemen offensive line. They kind of, the guards pushed their guys out into the B gaps, and the center, there was no, there was nobody there.
1 man split to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side. This time he's back in the pistol. Powers remains the tailback. There's the snap. Powers out of the backfield, takes a snap here, takes the pass at the 10-yard line, spins at the 5-yard line, and dives in, and it's 38-20. No question about that one. So Rosetta throws another touchdown pass. That's at least his fourth. That one from the 14-yard line.
Yeah, there's a good job there. Really good play design, because essentially it turns into just a toss play, because it's just a little swing pass. But good job running everybody off, and then Powers made a good cut to get in the end zone.
Again, the try for the two. No, we're going to kick this one.
Yeah.
4:13 showing on the clock. There's a snap, and the kick is up, and it looks good, and it is good. 4:13 showing on the clock. It is 39-20. Grants Pass leads. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep, everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
And the kickoff coming from Grants Pass, and again.
Oh, it hit somebody.
Scramble for it right at the 45-yard line. I think the Vikings have it. They do.
Yeah, it hit one of their front line guys on the return team. Luckily, he was able to jump back on it. Otherwise, the Caveman would have got the ball back.
4:10 showing on the clock. The Caveman now lead by 19. And the Vikings kept at the line of scrimmage. First down and 10 from their own 47-yard line. They'll split two men to the left-hand side and two to the right. Keep the man in the shotgun. Man goes in the motion left to right. Little play action. Comes the right back. No gain on the play. In fact, a loss as Phillips goes down back at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, Connor Johnson did a great job from his line position. His guard pulled. And what he did was he filled behind it, which is what they're going to have to do moving forward the next few weeks for the Cavemen, is fill behind the guy that pulls, and then he made a great tackle.
Split left, trips to the right-hand side. Right in the center of the field, ball at the 45-yard line. There's the snap again. Deep drop this time by Cotter. Moves up the field himself, gets across the 50-yard line, to about the 49-yard line, and that'll be a gain of about 5.
Yeah, we're down to just about 3 minutes left in the football game.
Third down and about 6. Ball at the 49-yard line of Grants Pass.
It's going to take a miracle for North Salem to come back from this one, but you definitely, if you're the Cavemen, you don't want them to score quickly within the next 30 seconds.
You don't want them lax. Two men stacked to the left-hand side, two stacked on the right-hand side. They give inside and... I think quarterback option, and he kept it.
Yeah, he kept it on the read.
And I lost a yard.
He should have given the ball. I think if he gives the ball, the Cavemen have a problem. But that brings up fourth down. This is basically the game at this point.
Fourth down and 7. Clock continues to run at the 2:30 mark. Trips to the left-hand side. One to the right-hand side. A lot of barking the signals. Cavemen show blitz. Here they come. Pass the flat left-hand side is incomplete.
And that should wrap up the football game there with 2:15 left. And North Salem, let's see, they got two timeouts left, I believe. But at this point, I wouldn't think they use them. Their kids are... They battled. I'll give it to North Salem. They battled all night. They dealt with the tempo.
This was not what we were anticipating at all.
No, they dealt with the tempo. They handled the tempo fairly well for the number of kids that have been playing. Because it's been the same.
Unleashed a great running game against Grants Pass.
Yeah, it's been the same number of kids really playing the entire time. And they battled the Cavemen. The final score doesn't truly show how close the game was.
Up the line of scrimmage for the Cavemen. Two men split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. Rosetta in the pistol, gives it to his tailback, gets to the 50-yard line, may have gotten a yard. They're going to give him a yard to the 49.
Yeah, the Cavemen are still getting the line pretty fast.
And there's a snap. Gives her a ball to the right-hand side. Got some running room. Gets across the 40-yard line. Spins. Still on his feet at the 30-yard line. Fighting all the way. Down to about the 23-yard line. And once again, Powers just continues to fight, hold, spin, and fight the whole way. About a 28-yard scamper that time.
And the Cayman,
he's pushing 200 yards on the ground tonight.
Well, and the Cayman are going fast like they're trying to score. Right.
Two men to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. There's a snap, and again, to give to Powers to the right-hand side. Gets across Berg. That's Berg, okay, to about the 18.
Yeah, I wonder if the Cavemen are trying to score. I wonder if point differential comes into factors when they do OSAA rankings. I don't know exactly how the football one does. I know that run differential in baseball does, so maybe it's the same thing for football.
I don't think the run differential is in the formula. It may be later on to break ties.
Yeah, maybe.
And again, Berg dives this time up to about the...
for another first down.
Down to about the 13-yard line. There's a snap, and the give to Berg goes off left-hand side again. Gets inside the 10. Carries some people with him off to the right-hand side.
Yeah, we got coaches from North Salem yelling over at Coach Page about his tempo.
About four more for Berg that time. There's a snap again off the left-hand side. Berg has room to get into the end, and he does. Did the Cavemen add to it? 45-20 is the score. And again, one of the Vikings is down on the field. 19 seconds left in the contest. Catch up here, 32-6.
Yeah, and it was a little surprising for me, especially with the tempo. And obviously, North Salem coaches are a little peeved as to with coach going for the with the tempo. But you know, either way, another good drive for the Cayman. I mean, I think the energy differential between North Salem and Grants Pass really started to show probably at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
was when you could really see the Vikings really start to tire completely out. And that's when the Cayman offensive line really took over, honestly. The Cayman offensive line was struggling at the beginning of the game. And I think they just kind of asserted their dominance each quarter as it got deeper and deeper. And this last quarter, the Cayman offensive line has been fantastic. And so, you know, I think that is something the Cayman will continue to look at as the tempo. I think they'll try to stay with it as often as possible. I think, you know, I think Coach Page will kind of learn from that first drive. You know, he tried to do some things to throw people off. Well, sometimes tempo throws people off enough that you don't need to do, you know, other things with it. And so I think we'll kind of see, you know, I would assume we see that next week against South Salem. You know, the thing is, in past years, South Salem has tempoed us even faster than what yes. we're doing. And so do you want to tempo a tempo team, or do you want to try to go the other direction? So it'll be interesting to see what the Cavemen decide to do next week to counter whatever they've seen on film. And obviously I haven't seen South Salem on film at all, so I don't have that answer. But
I can see Coach Page saying that one of the reasons that he's doing what he's doing, tempo, particularly this late in the game with the score what it is he's still got a young team here that he needs to keep executing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, winning is hard. No matter what level, what sport you're playing, winning is hard, and learning how to win is hard. And so, you know, maybe it's just to keep the focus going because of those reasons. And so there's a whole bunch of reasons that coaches do what they do. You know, I'm not trying to sit here and second guess Coach Page, but, you know, it's just, it's definitely, everybody has their reasons. And so, you know, if nothing else, it just builds confidence for this team, you know, because a big win is a big win, especially on the road.
Try for point after. There's the snap. The kick is up. Appears to be good, and it is. It is 46-20. Grants Pass leads. We'll be back with a kickoff right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Lowe's Cars and Light Trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in, the special is all year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Game just about over. 19 seconds left. The K-Men will kick it off. And probably at least one play from scrimmage for the Vikings. Ball is set right at the center. Let's see what the kickoff strategy here is. And this was high and deep back to the 5-yard line. Man drops to his knee there. Lost his footing. The ball will be spotted on the 5-yard line. Well, when it goes bad, it goes really bad for the Vikings right now. 16 seconds left in the contest. Going down, getting set for this to get the clock moving again. Neither team moving very quickly right now. It has been a contest tonight from start to finish. Actually, they're going to spot it at the 4-yard line. So the Cavemen will show a prevent defense, I assume, right now. Vikings come up to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 from their own 4. 2 men split the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. There is the snap, and they give to the tailback, comes out, crosses the 10-yard line, gets about to the 14-yard line, and is dropped there. 7, I don't think we'll have another play, ladies and gentlemen. 4, 3, 2, 1. There's your football game, 46-20, the final score. Grants Pass goes to 2-1 on the season. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Time to recap tonight's stats, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. And here with all of the scoring wrap-up is Zach Morgan. Zach.
Yeah, so with 2:48 left in the third quarter, it was a three-yard run by Powers. Two-point conversion, no good, to make it 26-14. Then with 11:48 left in the fourth quarter, a 62-yard run by North Salem. The PAT was blocked to make it 26-20. Then with 7:15 left in the fourth quarter, a 21-yard pass from Rosetta to Tim Hart. Two-point conversion, no good, to make it 32-20, Grant's pass. With 4:13 left in the fourth quarter, another pass from Rosetta to Powers, a 14-yarder. The PAT was good this time to make it 39-20. And then with 19 seconds left in the game, there was a 13-yard run by Berg. PAT was good to make it 46-20, which was our final score tonight.
All right. We'll have some more individual numbers for you right after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Individual numbers as we have them, and these are as unofficial as you can get. We have, first of all, on the ground for the Vikings, they generated 153 yards on the ground, most of it by number one player, their tailback. He was extremely fast and agile tonight. Atlanta had four carries, the other quarterback minus 16 in losses. That's all figured in, 153 yards on the ground for the Vikings. Through the air, Latta was 1 of 5. Rabilia was 6 of 15. They generated 116 yards on the ground, a total of 275 yards. For Grant's pass, I have Rosetta as 13 of 23 for 180 yards of the air, at least 4 touchdowns. On the ground, Mr. Powers, about 180 yards unofficially tonight. Weston Berg also picked up another 40 yards. Rosetta was sacked a couple of times. He lost 24 net on the night. That means 196 yards on the ground, 180 through the air, 370 total yards generated by the Grants Pass offense. And that number reversed, that really reflects the final score, 46-20. Those are our numbers tonight here real quickly, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and all of his dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you here with us. We're talking about the player of the game tonight, courtesy of our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And there are a couple of people we could talk about, and we'll tell you about them when we come back right after this from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, we talked about a couple of players earlier in the game, some defensive moves by Mr. Connolly. But In the end, I think we're going to come down and just give it to Tim Hart. That's that was the call.
Yep.
A couple of touchdown catches. Was always in the middle of things. So tip the hat to our player of the game, Tim Hart. We'll wrap things up after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep. Everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Will, we want to thank you very much for joining us tonight here on KAJO Radio. We'll remind you that we'll be right back on the air next Friday night when we are at Mel Ingram Field hosting the South Salem Saxons. And hope you'll join us then. Wednesday night, it's the Caveman Corner, live and direct from the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza. You're invited to join us then for pizza. And it's still September, so it'll be that bacon, bacon, cheese. $26.99. Join us there where your caveman gear, your soft drink is absolutely free when you're showing your blue. Final thoughts, Zach.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a good win. You know, a road win, anytime you can win on the road is huge, especially in this bigger league where you're traveling, you know, 3+ hours to play a football game. I think the score doesn't quite show the stress of the football game itself that we watched or you guys listened to. But either way, I mean, it's a great team win. It builds, you know, you're 2-1, you have a winning record going into now the tough schedule starts, right? You started with North Medford, had McNary, who is, you know, not very good this year. This was a tough game. Now you settle in, and now you really see what the Caveman team is going to be this year. And, you know, it's a good building point, and I think they're dangerous. It's just a matter of which team shows up each Friday night.
Right. Or how long they have to drive in order to get to the venue. And we don't have many long drives left this season.
We do not.
Except in the playoffs, at any rate. Zach, I want to thank you very much. To all of you, thank you for staying with us. And I want to tip my hat to, Ryan Diotti, Staffing Radio Control tonight. Executive producer is still Carl Wilson. Color commentary, Zach Morgan. I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you the final score tonight. Grants Pass 46-20 for the Vikings. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Football on KAJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who've made this presentation possible. And keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Football game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcast of the game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.